Tomorrow's News Today.
All right, Chase is over there uploading three powerful reports for the show. I was the host of the main show, and I just shot three powerful reports. It is 10:07 right now. We just got all this incredible footage and witnesses and police reports with the Haitians openly eating cats and giving cat-eating recipes and running around decapitating people's dogs and celebrating with all the witnesses and police reports and people being arrested. So the cover-up's imploded, and we got a bunch of other big reports on World War III and the U.S. openly saying they're going to start supporting the mass bombing inside Russia and more. So that's some of what we've got coming up here. But I just wanted to tell everybody at the very start of the show on this Thursday, September 12th, 2024 transmission, that I'm very blessed to be your host. I'm very honored to be here talking to all of you. I'm very, very thankful for all of your support. So Owen is about to take over here in just a minute for the rest of the segment. When we come back, I'm doing the deep dive on Russia. Then I'm doing the dive on this big free speech development. It's very positive. And then we're going to get to my big Haitian report. And then Owen takes over the balance of transmission. I'm here in Dallas to be on the air with Glenn Beck on his podcast that airs tonight. We're working very, very hard right now. So look for all these reports and follow us at Real Life Jones on X. But the fact that this is blown up in their face, trying to cover up the mass hunting and killing of people's family pets, which is standard in Haiti. There's almost no salty forested and they eat everything. The attempts to cover it up, blown up in their face. All right, main show is now launched. Thank you so much for watching. Please stay with us now. Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, now inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, with 53 days, 14 hours, 58 minutes till the presidential election. And that time is going to fly by, and there's going to be a lot of unexpected twists and turns. You might even say that the situation in Ohio with the Haitian migrants is a bit unexpected. Now, it fits into the larger issue of the illegal immigration and the open borders. But see, what's been done now, and Trump kind of did this, maybe it was intentional, maybe this is organic, but when he said they're eating the cats, they're eating their dogs, and by the way, they've now turned this into a TikTok trend. If you're not familiar with TikTok, it's a popular social media app. People upload short videos, kind of like zany content kind of stuff, but they make these songs that become popular and trending, and then everybody does a dance or a video to this song. And so the number one song for people to do a dance video to or shoot a zany video to is a remix of Trump saying they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. So they tried to say with the Democrat moderator, David Muir, oh, there are no Haitian migrants. They are not eating the animals out of the park and the pets. And the whole thing is just blown up in their face. Now, the truth is, this has actually been going on for some time when they started moving the Haitians into Springfield, Ohio, months ago. And so we'll hear from some other locals in Springfield today that are saying, hey, look, this has been going on. We're glad it's making the national news now, but you need to know this has been going on for a while. And then you get the independent journalists that are out there interviewing people now. I had one on the War Room yesterday. And every resident is saying the same thing. Yeah, we see them every day. Yeah, there's tens of thousands of them. They crash their cars. They're taking over the school systems. They're overwhelming the hospital systems. I mean, this is a big story. And how many Springfield, Ohio's are there in the United States of America? So, okay, we all know Kamala Harris is the open borders czar. But now it's like a zoom in factor of, gee, you can kind of hide these illegal immigrants in New York City and Chicago with big cities and a big metropolitan area and a big population. You can't do that in middle America, and that's what they're trying to do. But they said it didn't exist, and they lied again, and now they've been caught. So we got a big story on that, and then a big geopolitical story coming up next with Alex Jones.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, This is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For anybody that researches, we already knew all of this years ago. But now, the White House has come out with the Pentagon in a big Politico article and admitted, hey, we're running the war in Ukraine, and we're getting ready to start bombing all over Russia with heavy weapons from the United States and England. This is a massive war escalation towards thermonuclear war. This is insane. I'm about to break it down right now. It's Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm in Dallas, Texas, to go on the Glenn Beck Show today. We're outside of studios. And I've got major breaking news. The mouthpiece of the Obama, Biden, Harris, deep state blob, Politico, put out a detailed report this morning that we reported on really a year ago, but they're confirming it all, that NATO's basically been running the war the whole time, that they are involved in the invasion, now going back 5 weeks ago, of Ukraine deep into Russia, and that they are going to be supplying U.S. missile parts and missiles, and so is the U.K., to start striking deep into Russia. There's already been a lot of drone attacks on Moscow almost every few days and other areas. This is an insane level of escalation. Again, 11 years ago, the West overthrew the Ukrainian government, put in a pro-Western government, started conflicts with the Russian areas in the East, where it's like 99% Russian, inside Eastern Ukraine, to bring this conflict to where it is. George Soros has been on Fareed Zakaria 8 years ago bragging how State Department started this war. So the West started this war like all the other wars in the last 60, 70 years, almost all of them started by the United States, the globalist. And in some of the cases, you can say we're fighting bad people. I mean, I don't like communists, but in this case, America has become satanic beyond communism, and Russia is trying to protect itself. And this is so dangerous in the RAND Corporation's threat escalation ladder that leads to the nuclear war. We're getting very close in the war games the Pentagon and RAND Corporation have had that are public towards nuclear war. Mainline analysts admit that. The International Association of Atomic Scientists have been around since the 50s. Their doomsday clock has moved the closest to World War III or thermonuclear war we've ever had. This is insane. And we don't even know who's running the White House. Biden's constantly on vacation. He just came off 3 weeks of vacation. Kamala's done one interview on CNN and the debate. She's totally scripted. And we don't even know exactly who's in control. We know it's the bureaucracy. We know it's the deep state. And we know that they want expanded war, and they know, and we know that they want open borders here and are destroying our currency and are enslaving us. It's not Russia censoring us. It's not Russia surveilling us. It's not Russia trying to castrate our sons and cut our daughter's breast off. It's not the Russians that are devaluing the dollar. It's not the Russians that offshored our jobs. It's not the Russians that propped up the communist Chinese the last 50 years. It's the criminals that have hijacked our country. And this election, as Trump has said, is the most important ever. And we basically are doomed to not having free and fair elections after this. We'll be like Venezuela if we don't get Trump in, with only 54 days out. So we're covering this all live on the air at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. We're also going to be covering some other huge topics on the show today. The dam has broken. There are now dozens of local newscasts, hundreds of police reports coming out, hundreds of eyewitnesses and videos of the Haitians killing cats, killing dogs, cooking them, killing geese, killing ducks, and people just saying it's like Day of the Dead. It's totally insane, including a lot of black folks that are freaking out, okay, because the town was 36,000. They brought in 20,000, so now it's 56,000. I mean, that's over a third. That's coming up on like 40% or so, 35% or more of the population just came there the last few years under Kamala, and they're bringing more, and that's a microcosm of the rest of the country and the Western world that's under attack. We'll be breaking all of that down coming up. There's a lot of good news as well. Another news update that I'll be doing hundreds of top academics and more joining, and just respected leaders from every field, and free speech experts are coming out and supporting Elon Musk and X, and saying what Brazil's doing is total tyranny, grabbing companies that aren't even part of X, and just really piratical behavior. That's very exciting because free speech is coming back into style. People are learning to defend it again as one of our most precious rights and freedoms, and Elon Musk is a real champion on that. So we can stop this World War III. We can stop our open borders. We can stop all this tyranny. It's all illegal. It's wildly unpopular. We can stop the human smuggling, all the missing children. We can find them. We can save them. And we can bring those that are behind this, Mayorkas, Biden and their controllers, and Kamala, the border czar, to justice. But we've got to make that a center point as well. Stop World War III. Secure the border. Find the missing children. Stabilize the dollar. Bring jobs back. Refund the police. Keep violent offenders in prison. Release nonviolent. We can do it. This is nonpartisan common sense. I'll be covering it all today on the radio with Owen Schroyer at 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. And as I said, at Real Hawk Shows on X. I'll also be doing a podcast that airs tonight with Glenn Beck. Very excited about that. God bless and good luck. And I almost forgot. The reason we're able to bring you this information is your support. We want to make it fun and really cool and a way to spread the word in the third dimension on the ground. So we have teamed up with one of the top Patriot t-shirt developers with the best designs made right here in America, Bigly. It's incredible. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, people love them. These are the coolest t-shirts that we've ever put out. Might have been pretty cool, but I designed them. So quite frankly, they're like an A-. These are a 100. 30 new designs of shirts. 30 new designs of ball caps, and they're adding more all the time. We just launched this yesterday. People are loving it, and it's a godsend because we need funds. We're under massive attack. With only 54 days left of the election, now is the time more than ever to support the outlets that are fighting the globalists at point-blank range, and I think InfoWars is doing a damn good job. These are great shirts. I got to tell you something. A lot of you aren't well-known, which is a great thing to have your anonymity. If you're well-known like I am, I get to engage the public. I travel all over the country and the world. I got a lot of hate when Trump first got elected. It was like, you know, 1 out of 100, but it was still a lot of hate. I go to the grocery store, a restaurant, almost always got confronted. I'd shake 50 hands before it happened, but it was hell. Now I get confronted every 3-4 months. I mean, and liberals come up all the time and apologize and say that we were wrong. So I'm experiencing it. When you wear an Alex Jones t-shirt or a Patriot t-shirt out in public, unless you're maybe in a bad part of San Francisco or Portland, you might get killed then, you are not going to believe the people you meet. It is an adventure to wear a Trump shirt or to wear an InfoWars shirt. Well, now we have the Alex Jones shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical with the funding, even though they're able to shut down InfoWars in the next few months, for us to continue on. So believe me when I say it's critical, plus they're great shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and put in your email for free and get entered to get this incredible Dodge truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 of cash. And every time you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day and the offer, into the raffle, and it ends on Halloween coming up in about a month and a half. So, thealexjonesstore.com. Get great t-shirts, ball caps, a lot of other great items are getting added. These are made in America and Arkansas knives, so they ran out last month in that knife drop. There's going to be some new knife drops coming next week. You'll find it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the badass truck and $10,000. Get great shirts. Experience how amazing it is to meet like-minded people and see how popular freedom is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. I've been saying it for years. When is free speech going to come back into vogue? When are we going to start protecting our most important of rights as the foundation of all liberty and freedom? Well, Elon Musk has stepped up in the last few years and is now the global ambassador of free speech, not just the First Amendment in America. And now, breaking. It's trending on X. It's trending all over the place. It's huge news. Hundreds of academics, journalists, and political leaders have signed an open letter to Brazil's Congress condemning the nationwide ban of X. They call the move a dangerous escalation in global censorship trends. The letter urges the government to restore free speech and halt judicial overreach. That corrupt guy that is a Dracula impersonator, the Supreme Court Justice Alejandra, he is on record saying that he doesn't believe in free speech, and he's kept his account on X and still uses it, but they charge people up to $9,000 if they catch using it, and they've banned VPNs, and now they're grabbing other companies that Elon Musk is involved with that are totally separate companies, like Starlink equipment and other things, literally like pirates. So this is so dangerous, it's so illegal, it's stuff you'd see right out of North Korea.
But the good news is people are starting everywhere to value again free speech as a paramount issue. That's why I'm here on Limbeck's show today to talk about free speech, how we're rediscovering it, how exciting it is. So great job, Elon Musk. Great job. Everybody else has been defending free speech and standing for it. I was the main test case where they openly said if we can sell people on censoring Alex Jones 6 years ago, the world will accept it, and that like a house of cards, it will fall, free speech, or like dominoes, it will fall. But humanity is waking up, and the truth is coming out. It was Mark Twain that famously said in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And we're at that point. Mark Twain also said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on, but in the end, the truth almost always wins. So we're seeing the worm turn. We're seeing the Great Awakening challenging the Great Reset, and it's just amazing. And I want to just thank the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and the crew and everybody, because you are the heart of the resistance worldwide against tyranny and the heart of the promotion of free speech and so much more. So read the letter, Real Alex Jones on X, and promote it and share it, because this is what it is to be an American. This is what it is to be a pro-freedom advocate. This is what it is to be free. The First Amendment comes first because it's the most important. The second is there to defend it. God bless, and thank you so much for your support.
All right, so much to unpack here. And I mean, I would just say quickly, you go back to the debate on Tuesday night, Donald Trump correctly calls out Kamala Harris's stance. It's not an official policy. She put up policies for the first time on her website less than a week ago. But those don't even matter. She has said a dozen times she wants a mandatory gun buyback. It's gun confiscation. Oh, but we'll give you some money. Well, what happens if I don't want to sell the government my gun? Well, it's a mandatory gun buyback. Okay, so that's gun confiscation. And she has called for the banning of assault weapons, an ambiguous term, and then she just says, well, it's a weapon that can be used to kill a lot of people. Well, you could do that with a knife. I could do that with a baseball bat. So it's all about taking away the Second Amendment, and it's just, it kind of just becomes this ceremonious document that means nothing, the Bill of Rights, to the Democrats. It means nothing to them. So she lied. She does want gun confiscation. She does want to take your firearms. Should be an unelectable offense to say that one time. She said it a dozen times. It's more than just the sacred right to bear arms. It's the right to self-defense, where the Democrats want to pass laws that say, and they've already done this in some states, where your firearm in your vehicle has to be separated from the magazine and from the ammunition. So the firearm itself has to be in a locked compartment. And then the magazine and the ammunition has to be in a separate locked compartment. So that way, when a carjacker or a rapist comes up to a woman in a vehicle, holding her up at gunpoint, at that point, liberal Democrat logic, that's when you ask your mugger, that's when you ask the carjacker, that's when you ask the rapist, excuse me, can I get 5 minutes to get my firearm assembled and defend myself? So it's not just the right from God in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to possess firearms. It's the right to self-defense. It's the inherent right to self-defense. If a bad guy comes at you with a gun, you should be able to have a gun to defend yourself should you so choose. Okay. And then they come after the First Amendment too. If Kamala Harris gets in the White House, X and Rumble will be banned. I think that that's probably a fair estimation, a fair prediction to make. They will ban X and they will ban Rumble. The two platforms that probably have the most traffic at this point that aren't controlled by the liberal left Democrats, they will ban them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here's the problem, and I've got all these videos, and we do political talk current events, news. We respond to the developments. And then we counter the fake news narrative, or we just straight up counter the propaganda. Well, we can talk about the debate and all these policies, but at the end of the day, what we're really up against is voter fraud and election fraud. And most people understand that now. And that's why there's all these different lawsuits going on in 12 different states. And Democrats are trying to keep illegal voters on the rolls when Republicans are trying to purge them. It's all going to come down to voter fraud, folks. It's all going to come down to, can the Democrats have enough illegal votes for Kamala Harris to beat the legitimate votes for Donald Trump? It's exactly what they did in 2020. It couldn't be more obvious. I always make this comparison, but it's just the truth. For 60 years, I think it was, or 50 years in Major League Baseball, no player hit 60 home runs. It was like 100 years, and then it was like another 50 years. No player ever hit 60 home runs. And then you had two players break the record in the same season. So you say, well, gee, that's an anomaly. What's going on? Well, they were using steroids. Some say that's cheating. So, okay, they were cheating. That wasn't a natural event. You didn't have two players go over 60 home runs for the first time in 50 or 100 years. Well, the first time ever, two players in the same season going over 60 home runs. And then getting to 70. That wasn't a natural, organic thing. It was synthetic. It was enhanced. You don't have two candidates for president both breaking the record. Donald Trump got the most votes of all time in 2020. Oh, so did Joe Biden. Now, I don't want to pontificate on that. The point is that that's what we're up against. We're up against massive voter fraud. Yeah, I can sit here and play the videos, and I've got them. The average Kamala Harris voter probably has an IQ of like 75, but a political IQ of like 2. And you can ask, hey, what's her policies? Well, golly gee, I don't know. Well, why do you like her? Well, she's brat. Well, what the hell does that even mean? Well, I don't know, but she's a woman. So I can play these videos all day long. Now, I'll play some of these now. But look, this story in Springfield, Ohio is so big now. And look, hey, good for Springfield, Ohio. That most time, if this, you know, when it goes on in New York and Chicago, people tend to care more because it's a big city, it's a coastal city, whatever the coastal elites, they like covering these things. When it happens in middle America, flyover country, nobody seems to notice. So good for the people of Springfield. This is happening in other cities. I guarantee it. But it's time for the American people to see what the Democrats are doing, what open borders are Kamala Harris is doing, bringing in the third world country into your small town. And these coastal elite liberals can sit here and look down on flyover country and scoff at middle America. But, you know, I would say this to those. What are the middle class folk, the average Joe America in flyover country in middle America, what are they doing that hurts you? What are they doing that impacts your life? And the answer is nothing. You, the liberal elites, you're the ones that are destroying their lives. You're the ones that are ruining the average American lives with your bad policy, your coastal elitism, and now flying in the third world country into their small towns. So they're not bothering you. They don't want to bother you. They want nothing to do with you. And now here you are from your ivory tower, the coastal liberal elite, and you're destroying small town America. And you just can't help yourselves. Can you? The smug, arrogant, entitled liberal elite dickhead wants to sit in their ivory towers and smell their own farts and lick it up. What has middle America ever done to you? What has the average Joe American that lives in flyover country ever done to you? What have they ever done to try to affect your life? Nothing. And you sit here and you scoff at them and you look down on them and you ruin their lives. In fact, Everybody knows. You're not even liberal. You're not liberal at all. You're a totalitarian. You're a control freak. You're a nanny state minion. So we'll have more on this situation with the illegal migrants coming up. But let's go ahead and, I mean, you want to see how dumb Kamala Harris voters are? And so that's the problem. In fact, this is why I asked the crew to bring me the story as I'm going long here. But they have this canned press statement ready to go from Taylor Swift, probably most popular musician, artist in the world. It's true. And they have this canned press statement after the debate with a photo of her cat because everybody knows, oh, it's, you know, pet animal videos are neutral and everybody likes them. So just 100% state propaganda from Taylor Swift. What a shame. A small town girl comes up, middle America, doing concerts throughout flyover country. And now she's just turned into another coastal elite douchebag. And they have this they have this canned press statement. Like, oh, gee, I watched the debate and now I really like Kamala. Taylor Swift did not watch the debate. Okay, Taylor Swift doesn't know a damn thing about politics, but it's all this canned state-run propaganda. So they own Taylor Swift now, the biggest brand in the world. Oh, but I'm Democrat, I'm liberal, I'm progressive, I'm anti-establishment. Sure you are. It's like the biggest names in these Hollywood entertainment industries, the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Taylor Swift, they're all owned by the state-run media Democrat Party. But you're anti-establishment, bud. Keep believing that. All the big industrial corporate brands, but and you're with them, and you love the federal government now too, but hey, you're anti-establishment, bud. So they have this planned canned press statement from Taylor Swift, like she watched the debate, now she likes Kamala. And then she comes out last night with their dead awards ceremony. People actually used to care about this stuff in the 90s and early 2000s. Used to be the MTV Music Video Awards, then it was the VMAs. I think they still call it the VMAs. Nobody watches anymore, nobody talks about it anymore, nobody cares anymore. Again, it's only the dumbest of the dumb. It's people that will go to the trough and eat slop with the pigs. Basically what it is now. It's just slop they put in the trough for their pigs. So, oh, she watched the debate. She likes Kamala. And then, oh, she gets her award at the VMAs. And she says, we got to vote. We got to vote. Everybody register to vote. It's so important to vote. Oh, my gosh. And I'm sorry, but that's wrong, actually. And I've gone long here, but let's just go ahead. You want to see a clip of the type of people that vote for Kamala Harris? Go ahead and roll clip 3.
So, you keep saying that Kamala Harris is a DEI candidate, and I feel like my main fallacy with this argument is that competency can't be objectively determined.
What's your greatest accomplishment as vice president?
As vice president, being the first female all-black president. We've never had that
No,
before.
Like, I got that, but like, what's your accomplishment that made people's lives better?
I don't know. Vice presidents don't really do much, to be honest.
Can you name one thing she's done that's good?
No, probably not.
Oh, so see this? That's what they do. They get low or no information voters, and they all vote Democrat. And they say, go vote! Go register to vote! Look, I'm Taylor Swift! Actually, no, you shouldn't vote. If you can't even pass a basic civics test, you don't know the three branches of government, you don't even know an accomplishment or what the vice president does, actually, you shouldn't vote. You're part of the problem.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. We've had some massive developments I'm about to break down here for you on the Alex Jones Show. Stalin said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, a statistic. And he was absolutely right. He was an evil genius. People don't care about 10,000. It's too big to think about. But one person tragically dying or being robbed or killed or a child being hurt gets people's attention. So we've had 25 million illegal aliens brought into the country, replacement migration under the Biden-Harris regime. And that's hard to get your mind wrapped around. You see the homeless and the illegals everywhere being given all these free goodies and the huge caravans smashing across the border. But when you focus on a place like Springfield, Ohio, and it's 36,000 people just 3 years ago, now it's 56,000, 20,000 Haitians, mainly military-age men, from the most backward voodoo cursed place on earth. No dogs, cats you can find. They eat them all. Deforested. It's on record. Look it up. Deforestation. wildlife gone. Hey, they bring them in. They give them $3,000 a month federally, $1,000 locally. They buy cars, no driver's license, and they just run around wrecking. The insurance rates have more than doubled. They killed a bunch of people on record. And the corporate media, the enemy of the people, tells you nothing's happening. They tell you it's made up, kind of like the governor of Colorado said 2 weeks ago. There are no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments. It's a fantasy, remember? Fantasy. But, of course, they had to later admit it's worse than what we even said. So now, today it was trending top of X. Haitians eating animals. Haitians eating pets. And I couldn't even watch them all. Hundreds of videos. Police reports, arrests, women in people's driveways just eating live cats, blood everywhere, being arrested, admitting she ate the cat. Killing people's dogs, eyewitnesses, the geese. But the most important thing is the robbing, the stealing, the raping. And then we have locals, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, talking about what this is like. So I'm going to play you some clips here. And I'm posting them at Real Life Shows on X, the full clips, or it'd be 2 hours long, of what's happening. And just remember, during the debate, just Tuesday night, she laughed at him and said, this is crazy. This is fantasy land. There's nobody eating people's pets. See, people don't care if school buses get run into and kids die. That's just what the illegals do. But they do care if somebody's pet gets eaten. That really hits people. People care about dogs and cats more on average than even people. That's how we've been trained to not stand up for human life. How we've aborted 65, 67 million kids in this country. Now we have partial birth abortion after the day they're born, and they keep them alive and sell the organs. So this has really got people's attention. Trump needs to stay on this. They try to have the corporate media debunk it so the Republicans will stop talking about it, call it racist. Ladies and gentlemen, Haiti is probably the most horrible country on earth. And we have witnesses who had Haitian parents, we'll play one, where they admit that they eat the cats, not just for food, but in voodoo, they believe they get the magic powers of the cat if they devour it live. That's what I've been telling you. I've read books about Haiti. I've sent the crew there. I've not gone myself. I mean, it is like Viggo Mortensen's movie, The Road, based on that novel that's fiction, or it's like something out of, in the real world, there's hard to compare anything to it. I mean, it is that hellish. It's like a zombie apocalypse. They have real human cannibalism there, admitted. Elon Musk got criticized for pointing out that the main leader there now is a cannibal leader. So this is wild. So they're trying to suppress this, but it's failed. Just like their failure to suppress speech has failed, their failure to expose the open borders failed, the human trafficking has failed. They're still doing it, but their attempt to cover it up has failed. And so continue on. We are the media. You are the media. We are the populace. We are the majority, not just here, but around the world, and we're going to win. More live reports coming up. Owen Schroyer and more co-hosting today. I'm on the road, popping with reports. I'm doing Limbeck's top podcast today that will be airing tonight. I'm on some of the other great shows like Alex Stein. And who else, Chase?
Sarah Gonzalez.
Sarah Gonzalez. So look for all that, Infowars.com/show. Follow me on X for Alex Jones. But keep getting these videos out and retweet the ones that I have on my X account, because the system is scared of the truth coming out. This is coming to a head. People are finally getting this is a total invasion, replacement migration. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Shit, ain't no joke. It's not funny. I really do not feel fucking safe here, bro. Like, everyone on TikTok, on Facebook, making these jokes to get everything's fucking funny. Like, imagine you being homeless for a whole fucking year for no fucking reason. Like, what the fuck? This shit is not fun. This shit is not cool, bro. They really out here decapitating animals and y'all are making jokes out of it. Imagine if you went outside and you saw your motherfucking, you saw your dog's head decapitated on the fucking ground. Like, are you, dude, why are y'all thinking this shit's a joke? It's not a joke. I don't feel comfortable walking anywhere. Like, what the fuck? I should be able to feel safe in my own city. Everybody's fucking homeless out here. Ain't shit but fucking scary ass Haitians just lurking and creeping and shit. Y'all thinking this shit's motherfucking funny? Like, I keep making this shit up. It's not made up, bro. This shit is real life. This shit is really affecting me. Like, what the fuck?
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s as a teenager. And I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. He wasn't eating people's pets, and he didn't practice voodoo. But He did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here, or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean, obviously, that doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention, it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti that we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
We've lost a whole bunch of cats. There was a van load of van pulled over that had over 100 cats in it with the Haitians. They said they was eating them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Not fake news.
Not fake news.
So a van was collecting cats and eating them.
I watched it happen, yeah. Watched them get pulled over with the cats and admit to the police that they was eating them.
You're not joshing with me.
No. I'm almost 50 years old, buddy.
You don't mess around.
No.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me. Smile with the teeth. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You can call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And I almost forgot. The reason we're able to bring you this information is your support. We want to make it fun and really cool and a way to spread the word in the third dimension on the ground. So we have teamed up with one of the top Patriot t-shirt developers with the best designs made right here in America, Bigly. It's incredible. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, people love them. These are the coolest t-shirts that we've ever put out. Might have been pretty cool, but I designed them, so quite frankly, they're like an A-. These are a 100. 30 new designs of shirts, 30 new designs of ball caps, and they're adding more all the time. We just launched this yesterday. People are loving it, and it's a godsend because we need funds. We're under massive attack. With only 54 days left of the election, now is the time more than ever to support the outlets that are fighting the globalists at point-blank range, and I think InfoWars is doing a damn good job. These are great shirts. I got to tell you something. A lot of you aren't well-known, which is a great thing to have your anonymity. If you're well-known like I am, I get to engage the public. I travel all over the country and the world. I got a lot of hate when Trump first got elected. It was like, you know, 1 out of 100, but it was still a lot of hate. I go to the grocery store, a restaurant, almost always got confronted. I'd shake 50 hands before it happened, but it was hell. Now I get confronted every 3-4 months. I mean, and liberals come up all the time and apologize and say that we were wrong. So I'm experiencing it. When you wear an Alex Jones t-shirt or a Patriot t-shirt out in public, unless you're maybe in a bad part of San Francisco or Portland, you might get killed then, you are not going to believe the people you meet. It is an adventure to wear a Trump shirt or to wear an InfoWars shirt. Well, now we have the Alex Jones shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical with the funding. Even though they're able to shut down InfoWars in the next few months for us to continue on. So believe me when I say it's critical, plus they're great shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and put in your email for free and get entered to get this incredible Dodge truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 of cash. And every time you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day and the offer, into the raffle, and it ends on Halloween coming up in about a month and a half. So thealexjonesstore.com. Get great t-shirts, ball caps, a lot of other great items are getting added. These are made in America and Arkansas knives, so they ran out last month in that knife drop. There's going to be some new knife drops coming next week. You'll find it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the badass truck and $10,000. Get great shirts, experience how amazing it is to meet like-minded people and see how popular freedom is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.
So let's get back into this story out of Springfield, Ohio with the Haitians. And I think what needs to happen now, you already have the governor, DeWine, getting involved, but that's all reactionary. That's all election year trying to prop up his poll numbers. Congress is back in session. There needs to be a hearing, definitely with Mayorkas. I don't know, maybe you even call Kamala Harris up, the border czar, and say, you need to be here for this. Let's get down to the bottom of it, how 15,000 Haitians end up in Springfield, Ohio, in less than a year. Let's get down to the bottom of it. Let's find the rabbit trail of travel expenses, the travel itself, the room and board. Let's get down to the bottom of how tens of thousands of Haitian migrants end up in Springfield, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, and that greater metropolitan area. Let's get down to the bottom of it. There need to be hearings right now. But see, you've got inept Speaker Mike Johnson playing games with the SAVE Act and the continued resolution. The whole thing is a joke. He's turned out to be worse than Kevin McCarthy. So I got news on that, but he's spineless to do the right thing. And that's part of the problem, is that most of Congress is pretty much just worthless. Why are there no investigations into how these Haitians ended up there? And you say, well, we know how they ended up there. We have a wide open border, and it's part of the policy. Yeah, I understand that. Laying it out for the American people to see, getting it all down on record in congressional testimony, it can change the awareness level. And it just exposes how corrupt it all is. But okay, let's dial it back. And it's not just Springfield, Ohio. And I was sitting here, because I mentioned this in the opening segment, and I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report. I had some of those videos already, but I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report, and I was going to bring up this TikTok trend. And look, again, it's all bells and whistles. So, I mean, I can sit here and even debate whether it's positive, negative for Donald Trump that his statement during the debate about them eating cats and dogs is now the most viral trend on TikTok. And you got like Olympic athletes doing it. You've got supermodels with millions of followers doing it. I mean, it's like the number one thing. And it's this weird thing with TikTok, and I don't really do trendiness, so I don't really, like, I never did an ice bucket challenge or any of this crap. But it's like this weird thing with trendiness where people just like, oh, this is the trendy thing, so I gotta do it. And a lot of it is just, you know, like a popularity contest, like attention grabbing, like, oh, I need the views, whatever. But I mean, when you have gold medal Olympic athletes doing this, you have top, like, Victoria models, Victoria's Secret models, millions of followers, and they're doing this trend of the Trump, they eat the cats and dogs dance video. I mean, it's number one. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. But if you hear that woman's testimony and she's crying, see, that's the realness. Smiling and dancing and goofing off to a viral TikTok trend. I mean, whatever, have fun. I don't even care, but it's like, really, it is offensive. Really, that is offensive. These people in Springfield they're having real issues. You understand? Their schools are being overwhelmed. They have 21-year-olds in the high schools and middle schools. Because the average Haitian IQ is 65. And so they're basically bringing these Haitians in that are illiterate. And then some of them end up in the school system. You have grown men going to school in middle schools and high schools, overwhelming the system. Oh, and then what is the teacher supposed to do? Well, if the Haitian can't keep up with the curriculum, I guess the curriculum has to slow down for the Americans, doesn't it? You've got Haitians coming into Springfield, Ohio, sick and diseased. They immediately go to the hospital. All their health care is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer, the government, all subsidized, and they just go right to the hospital, and they take up a hospital bed, and they take up a nurse, and they take up a doctor. Their hospital systems are overwhelmed. These Haitians don't know how to drive a car. They have a whole system in place. Because you got to understand, when the government just throws money into a situation like this, everybody figure out how to get their cut. Everybody wants to get in. So these Haitians are getting welfare checks for thousands of dollars. These car dealerships are on to this phenomenon. And they go out and they find these Haitians and they say, look, we'll sell you a car. You don't need credit. You don't need proof of insurance. You don't need a driver's license. You don't even need to speak English. Just come with that check for a down payment. And then after that, most of them are just putting the loans off to the banks. So the car dealerships don't even care. If the Haitian can't make the payment, the bank takes the hit. But see, they'll catch on real quick too, because half these cars end up totaled within a month. So it's going to collapse the whole system. You understand? So these car dealerships take in these Haitians and they basically are just, they walk them through the process. They take them to the bank. They get the loan. They give them the car. If you're an American, you need a driver's license. You need proof of insurance. You need two proofs of residence or you cannot purchase a vehicle. But if you're a Haitian that the Democrats just flew in that can't read, can't write, can't drive, not a citizen, here illegally, everything is taken care of for you. And then it overwhelms the system. You can just sit out on a busy street block in Springfield, Ohio. You're going to witness a car accident. The independent reporters that have gone out there are already doing it. Folks, we just played the one guy who's wearing the hat. He's sitting there recording an interview. There's a car crash that happens right behind him. It's insane. So then what happens? The car insurance rates go up. The price of cars go up. You can't get into a hospital bed. Your daughter in eighth grade is sitting next to a 21-year-old man that probably stinks. So, oh, and then they're eating Sparky, your pet dog. Or you go down to the park with your kid, and one of them has a dead goose that he's dragging off by the neck. So, hey, look, cool. Trump, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, number one trend on TikTok. This isn't funny. This is the collapse of our country. You have open borders and a welfare state. That equals economic collapse. All being done by design, and we sit here and make jokes about it. And we sit here and make jokes about it. And so that's what's so frustrating. And then you have these no information, low IQ, liberal Democrat voters. They don't even know a single Kamala Harris policy. They probably don't even know the three branches of government. I mean, hell, their leader AOC doesn't even know the three branches of government. She didn't even know that food grows out of the ground. Literally. She didn't even know that until she visited a community garden in New York City. And she said, whoa, did you know that you can grow food out of the ground? Whoa. Amazing. No, you go out and ask. This has been done with man on the street interviews. Literally, you go out and ask a liberal Democrat where food comes from, they say the grocery store. Yeah, well, it comes from the store. Yeah, but where does it come from? The store? And then they do these voter drives with Taylor Swift. Make sure you register to vote. No, I don't want some 30 IQ liberal Democrat that doesn't know the three branches of government, doesn't know where food comes from, can't cite a single one of the Bill of Rights, doesn't know the year the country was funded, probably doesn't even know who the president is. Hey, go vote, go vote, go register to vote. You don't know a damn thing about squat, but hey, you should be voting. No, I don't want the future of my country to be determined by idiots. And that's what goes on. And so you see what the Democrats do. They do this whole thing. They've been doing it for years. Oh, the founding of the country was racist. You had to be a landowner. Oh, the system was racist. You got to pass a civics test to vote. No, actually, that was genius, is what it was. It was genius because the property owners bear the brunt of the tax burden. Because we don't want ignorant morons going and voting because they saw a thing that said Kamala Harris is a brat. Literally, that's what it is. Literally, that's what it is. I thought I sent you guys the video of the woman saying she's voting for Kamala because she's a brat, but I don't see it on the list. So no, you shouldn't go vote. I'm sorry. When Taylor Swift tells you to go vote, she's wrong. If you can't name a single founding father, I mean, these people probably couldn't even name 50 states. They probably couldn't even name 10 capital cities. They probably don't even know continents. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know the Constitution. They don't even know a single one of their local representatives. They don't know a Kamala Harris policy. They just know Kamala Harris is brat. No, you shouldn't vote. Sorry. Shouldn't vote. Yeah, there it is. They found it. Great job, crew. Let's go ahead and take that to break.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
How come?
Because she's brat.
What does that mean?
Google it.
No, but you're right here. I'm asking you.
A brat is a girl who's a little bit messy. She likes to party.
So only because she's a woman, basically? Or what?
I think she has actually really good policies. I think Kamala would actually make this country a better place, whereas I think Trump would make
been in office
a lot of
4 years.
People sad. Have you seen his 2024 agenda thing?
2024
agenda?
Yeah, he came out with a...
You mean Project 2025? Yeah, he said he doesn't associate with that at all.
Not even his.
He does associate with Agenda 47.
Yes, exactly.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Realization I think a lot of people are having, and it's long overdue, but guess what? The mainstream media lies to you. These so-called fair and balanced neutral moderators are also part of the state-run propaganda, and don't expect your government, don't expect your local representatives to tell you the truth either. They've been covering up this Haitian story in Ohio for months. Here's one local resident breaking it down, clip 10.
Well, I am a resident of Springfield, Ohio, and it is not fake news. There is an issue with them, because we have, in our local park, they literally have ducks down there that the park takes care of, and it's where they live. And they are being killed and eaten in. As far as people's personal pets, I've heard stories, but I can't answer to that personally because I don't know. But I can tell you, because this is the car channel, I do car content, I can approach this story from the car issue. And when I say that, I mean their driving issues. I've witnessed this. They literally. And they have to have a translator wherever they go. They literally have been in the BMV where, like, I go and get my license plate renewed. And it's also where you get your license, obviously. And they literally have a translator, and they show up with a piece of paperwork that grants them driving privileges with no proof that they can actually drive, just that they're of age. It gives them driving privileges for 45 days. And then in 45 days, they can go back and renew it, and they never have to show proof of their how competent of a driver they are. We can't do that. And the accidents that are happening here in this town are crazy stories. And like I said, I've witnessed some of this, so I'm approaching this from a car aspect. They can't drive. I don't know how they are even able to do this legally in this country, but, they've hit trees, fire hydrants, people. I mean, there's been fatalities from them not really knowing how to drive. And this is a small town. 20,000 people this is a poor county. This is not a high-end wealthy county. And for them to come in and get preference, and I mean preference, and I'll give you one example, and then I'm going to get off here. I have a brother who is disabled, and he was he's in a low-income apartment complex, and they were building new homes. They're attached to each other. They're not like apartments. They're all single floor because he can't get up and down the stairs, so he has to have a single floor deal. With a scooter and a little mobile scooter and stuff. But anyways, he had been on this waiting list for this new housing development for, low income and disabled people. And he checked periodically and see where he's at on the list. Cause they'll tell you, you know, well, you've got so many people ahead of you, and he pretty much knew where he was on the list, and he was getting close. This last time he called and checked on it, they gave him a number, and he's like, well, that's not where I was before. It looks like I went backwards on the list. Why? Well, I guess the Haitians, for whatever reason, for whatever political umbrella they are here under, got pushed to the front of the line. So now my brother has to wait even longer because of the Haitians, and they're not disabled. They're getting special preference for housing that really should be I hate to sound bad, but it should be for a U.S. citizen first. And then, like, they can go and move into the apartment complex that my brother's trying to get out of.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's crazy. He's got a lawsuit going in the city of New York against the city council censoring him. He was on the ground yesterday calling out 9/11 for being an inside job, false flag. He joins us on the Alex Jones Show now. You know, I wanted to start with your lawsuit and the free speech issue, but you do have the iconic, what used to be, skyline of New York City behind you. You know, this is one of the great things that you've been able to do as well, not just kind of penetrate the political world with your comedy, but you've brought up the 9/11 issue to, I believe it was Eric Trump, or maybe it was Laura Trump you brought it up to. You've been able to bring it up on mainstream news interviews that you've done, and then yesterday on the ground. To me, and I said this yesterday on my show, Alex, I think the 9/11 issue is actually the most important issue. I think it's even more important than the Epstein list. And I think if we got the truth about 9/11, it would have the greatest impact, better than even the truth about the Epstein client list. What do you think? You've been pushing this into the mainstream for a couple years now.
Well, Owen, thank you for having me. And yes, you know, the clip I think you're referring to is I asked Laura Trump and I asked my biological stepfather, Tucker Carlson. But the clip that went viral is I asked Vivek Ramaswamy if he believes the government lied about 9/11. And he said, yes, he does believe that. And he referenced a 28 pages redacted from the 9/11 commission report that we speculate, shows Saudi Arabia's involvement, maybe Israel's. We don't know because the pages are redacted. But my point is, when it comes to 9/11, you are exactly correct. I mean, the Epstein list would be great, but so many people died. And after the Epstein thing, we didn't get the Patriot Act, where now they have warrantless search and seizure of our phone calls, and they can say that we're domestic terrorists, yet they'll let in as many Haitians as they want, eat all of our house cats in Ohio. So I don't know. I do think it's very important, because what this did was this created a domestic surveillance operation and took away a lot of our, Bill of Rights in the process.
Not to mention the multi-trillion-dollar spending that we've had in the Middle East with the military-industrial complex, and for what? It hasn't benefited us at all. It hasn't helped lead to any peace at all. And so here's where I kind of stand, because I was saying this yesterday. My question is, where does the average American stand on this? For me, you know, when I had people try to bring up, let's say, 9/11 conspiracy or truth, however you want to say it, for years, I would just kind of slough it off. I'd say, oh, you're crazy. If any of that was true, the media would tell me, right? I'd hear it on the news, or, you know, the government would tell me, obviously. This was while I was still asleep in a trance, you know, caught up in the sports matrix. And so then once I saw the media was lying and our politicians were lying, for me it was 2012, then it's like, okay, you start to revisit all this stuff and you realize, oh, well, gee, I mean, maybe they did lie about 9/11. They lied about this. So we've been lied to so much in recent years. It's been so obvious. I mean, just look at the recent story with the migrants, the Haitian migrants in Springfield eating the cats, eating the dogs, eating the geese. They said, nope, that's not happening. Well, it is happening. So people are saying, oh, gee, they lied about that. They'll lie about everything. In 2001, it would be unpatriotic, I think, is how people were. They were scared. They didn't want to question 9/11. It would be unpatriotic. They couldn't believe it. It was such a deadly attack, such a devastating attack. Where do you think we're at now? Do you think the average American that probably like me for years would have discounted 9/11 conspiracy theories, truths? Do you think the average American, after realizing how much the media lies, the government lies, do you think they're ready to revisit 9/11? Do you think they're ready to accept we were lied to about that?
Well, it's kind of weird, Owen, because you know this. If you ever bring up Flight 93, most people, the flight that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which is kind of weird that Joe Biden, you know, it's not weird that he's there, but he puts on a Trump hat there. That was just, that was insane. But going back to 9/11, even if you ask just a normal person, they'll say, oh, that plane was probably shot down. But sadly, the cognitive dissonance is so strong that the people know the government lies to us. They know that there are different levels of classified information that a normal citizen will never be privy to, yet they still trust the government. So I really and truly, after I did this speech, I had there's a friend of mine. He's 20 years old. He goes to Pace University. He's just a big fan. He's helped me film videos. He was in class. Him and I were going to go film a video after, and I showed him that. And he's born and raised in Manhattan. He's like, why would you say that? 9/11 was so bad. He had no idea, not only of the conspiracy, but he didn't even know the official story that George Bush and Condoleezza Rice were both briefed in August, less than a month before the terror attacks, and warned that, hey, there's this plan to fly planes into buildings. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me thinks, oh, well, they were warned, and they just disregarded that, knowing that the plan at the end of the day was going to invade Iraq and make sure the Project for New American Century was signed. So I just, the official story doesn't make sense. So I'm actually worried that young kids don't know. They know the meme, 9/11 was an inside job, but they don't know about Larry Silverstein. They don't know about Tower 7. So sadly, I think just like the Trump assassination that happened just the other day got memory hold, 9/11 is going to get memory hold too, sadly.
You know, you just brought up, I'm pretty sure it's basically mainstream news reports now that Israel had intelligence of 9/11 and just didn't share it with us. And they play this game where they say, oh, well, because of the way Bill Clinton set up the intelligence agencies, they weren't able to share information with them. I mean, give me a break. If you know there's about to be a massive terror attack that's going to kill 3,000 people, you're going to sit here caught up in bureaucratic red tape and not going to stop it? Give me a break. But I'm pretty sure it's mainstream news now even that Israel intelligence stood down on September 11th and had knowledge of the attack. But to me, that's just half the story. Clearly it was a bomb that hit the Twin Towers. Clearly there was a controlled demolition aspect on all three of the buildings that went down that day. I mean, you know, people want to have this debate and it's like, don't believe your own lying eyes. Well, where's the plane in Pennsylvania? Where's the plane that hit the Pentagon? But somehow people can't even come to that truth. They can't even look at the video of the Pentagon. There's clearly no plane and they can't even deal with that. But you know what it reminds me of? There's the movie, and it's a great movie, but this is kind of what it's like, and I think this is maybe how, you know, some of these corrupt government bureaucracies or deep state agents or, I mean, even secret societies, if you want to say, it's like the Nightcrawler movie where they know something's going to happen. They know something's going to happen, but they let it happen because, well, hey, I'm not involved in it. I'm just here filming it. You know, I'm not involved in it. I'm just here with the plan afterwards to what to do afterwards. So it's like there's definitely a Nightcrawler aspect to this where they at least let things happen because they've got plans afterwards.
Well, you know, it's called problem, reaction, solution. You know, they already have the solution. So, you know, they love when a problem happens. I mean, Hillary Clinton said never let a good disaster go to waste. I mean, I might have misquoted her, but that's basically what she said. So yeah, no, they like bad stuff to happen. But when it comes to the Pentagon, the most secure building in the world, it had 1,000 cameras pointed at it. They give us 3 frames and you don't even see a plane in that frame. And just the fact that these untrained pilots were able to do maneuvers that even the most skilled pilots say that they couldn't do. These terrorists, some of them had their home address was at one naval base. You know, it's just none of this makes sense. And then on top of that, we all blamed it on Saudi Arabia, but we went and invaded Afghanistan. So, like, this isn't even conspiracy. This is just like, wait, Saudi Arabians did this, according to the official story. Yet we went and fought a war with Afghanistan. So, I don't know. I think people just, not calling myself smart, but I think people are too stupid to even connect those dots, or they just don't want to connect those dots. It's like a homework assignment they don't want to do. And really, 9/11 should be something that's studied in college classes, and there should be debates about it. But I don't think that'll ever happen. But this is how I know 9/11 is an inside job or conspiracy. Even that pig, Rosie O'Donnell, no disrespect, I'm not that thin myself, she was a 9/11 truther. She was going around talking about how Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, owned the company that did security in the Twin Towers. She was the one, you know, screaming and crying about it. So if that loony leftist believes it was an inside job, it probably was an inside job. So I don't know. I am losing hope because there's not enough celebrities. Even then, we at least had Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, tons of celebrities saying this doesn't sound right. But now it's just kind of forgotten. People have moved on.
Well, and that's why I dedicated a lot of my show yesterday to it. And I'm dedicating a segment with you because it can't be moved on from because we still don't have the truth. And again, I think it's so powerful. I mean, the optics of it, and then the propaganda afterwards, and then the wars, and then the never forget, and it's like all of it. And when you realize that it's all based on a lie, but see, there's a level of it that just shows this is how the propaganda works. I mean, it really shows how powerful the propaganda is where, like you said, it was Judicial Watch that had to file a FOIA request to get one video of the Pentagon that day. And it's a shot right where the wall gets blown up. And I share this on my X account. It's been seen millions of times. And Alex, people watch that video and they say, oh yeah, there's a plane. And I'm just like, how are you there? How is the propaganda so powerful? I guess you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. How is the propaganda so powerful that you can sit there and your eyes can see there is no plane, but you say, yeah, that's a plane that hit the building?
Well, it's kind of like David Murr saying, well, we talked to the city manager and they're not eating cats. So people see that on TV and they believe it because most people aren't on Twitter like you and me. And most people aren't searching this stuff out. So if they tell them something on the TV, whether it's David Murr in a debate or it's anybody, you know, talking about 9/11, people just believe it. They say, oh, well, this is a socially acceptable narrative. So this is what I'm going to say. They actually don't think for themselves. They have these thoughts basically implanted through their brain, through brainwashing, like repetition, like you just stated, where they don't even want to know the truth. People don't want to know. People don't want to get into it. And that's where I'm just so frustrated because for me, you and I are about the same age. When I watched those towers go down, that was like a snuff film, watching those people die, people jumping off the, you know, 92nd floor. It was incredibly traumatic. I would argue one of the most traumatic moments in my life, seeing my dad cry for the first time as a young kid. My dad never cried. I never saw him cry. And I remember seeing him crying on 9/11 being like, what the hell? And that was the first time I ever felt really vulnerable. Even though I was only 14 at the time, I still felt very vulnerable. And that's just the sad reality that you and I had to go through that. And now we're 23 years later, where a lot of society is older. They don't care and too young to even be a part of it. So I'm happy that you're going to talk about it. I'm going to continue to talk about it. But until we get like somebody to admit something happened. That's why we need Donald Trump, who said on the day of the attacks that he thought there was bombs there because he saw the explosions in 1993 and that they were able to withstand those explosions. So unless Donald Trump, you know, declassifies all the JFK stuff and declassifies the 9/11 stuff, I don't know how we're going to ever change the narrative because of the mainstream media creating it. And obviously they lie because that's in their best interest.
Well, I do wonder if Donald Trump himself isn't a 9/11 truther. And I mean, I guess part of me kind of like hopes that that's like his deepest, darkest thing. And like that was the most personal thing to him being in New York City, helping building that skyline, knowing friends that worked in that building. I mean, hell, from his own penthouse, he stared at the Twin Towers every day. So part of me kind of hopes like what is the real dark MAGA? Donald Trump still trying to get revenge for 9/11. Like to me, that's like the real dark MAGA. But I don't know. Maybe that's just wishful thinking, but he did say, we played the interview yesterday. He did say his natural instincts were to say that, yeah, there were bombs that blew up that building. And to me, it's clear, you know, the Ukrainians flew a drone bomb into a Russian skyscraper just a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it. It was last month. It looks the exact same. It literally looks the exact same of the planes going into the Twin Towers. It's clearly a bomb, but that's what's so crazy. It's like, no, don't believe your own lying eyes. The government told me it was the plane. The media told me it was the plane. And so we'll kind of round it back to today, but this is what's crazy, because this shouldn't be a partisan thing, but okay, you had Bush and Cheney in the White House at the time, right? And then they launched all these wars in the Middle East. That's what got Obama elected, was being anti-Bush-Cheney wars in the Middle East. The liberal left would say that Dick Cheney was one of the biggest war criminals of all time, if not all time. Now he endorses Kamala Harris, and they want to throw him a parade.
That shows you how finicky these people are. Now they love Dick Cheney. You know, everybody jokes about Dick Cheney, how he shot his friend in the face, got us in all these unnecessary wars, and now they're happy that he's supporting Kamala Harris. That just shows you how dumb we are as society and how finicky we are. One day we hate you, the next day we love you. But I guess that's why America's great, because we have short-term memory. I mean, you know, if you just look into going back to 9/11, though, you know, you guys just showed that graphic. We weren't able to find any black boxes, but yet we were able to find two of the terrorist passports. Like, it's just none of this makes sense. And you don't even have to go that deep. You can go just below the surface, like very below the surface. And then all of a sudden you start hearing things and seeing stuff. And just like the video you're showing, the words that they're saying is so crazy. He's saying hit, kite, steal, almost referencing the attack as it's going on. This is one of the most insane. I don't know if you have the audio for this video, but you know this video. You're playing it on your program, but this is one of the most insane. We're talking about not crazy conspiracies, knowing that, you know, they found the passports, you know, knowing that we started a war with Afghanistan and went to Saudi Arabia. But now if you want to get into the weird conspiracies about it, David Rockefeller is pictured with, you know, his watch was set to 9/11 when he was taking this picture, talking about them breaking ground on the towers. And that picture is taken in 1967. And then the conspiracy of this, when George Bush is in this classroom and they're saying weird words like hit, plane, steal, kite.
Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready. Kiss. Yes, kiss. 60 on page 153.
And then the fact that they whisper in his ear and they don't even pull him out of the thing. I mean, that's like, you don't have to cause a panic, but it's like, Mr. President, we gotta take you out here. We may have just had a terror threat. And he stays in the room to finish the book reading? I mean, come on.
And that book is called My Pet Goat. I mean, what the hell? What kind of Illuminati ritual are we doing? They're doing, they love to worship goats. They like Baphomet with the devil's horns. And, you know, this is, we're getting in the woods of the conspiracies, but this is what makes it interesting, because it doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't just rip him out of that classroom. He sits there and reads a book, My Pet Goat. It was almost like he was doing some sort of satanic ritual. And, you know, call me crazy, but I've seen too much stuff to believe that these people aren't sickos that will murder people and kill people just to create trauma-based mind control so that they have more power over their population. I mean, look at the pandemic. 9/11 was terrible. The pandemic was terrible. They don't care. None of these people care. They want to keep doing it. They're looking for their next psychological operation that they can do on the American people. But because they have cell phones now, they can't really fly planes into buildings. And speaking of, this is a pre-planned thing. Operation Northwoods was a declassified CIA plan to hijack planes and to crash them into their own buildings so we could start a war with Cuba. So, I mean, I'm just very, very hopeless sometimes, Owen, with all of this insanity that we live in, and just I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do sometimes. I guess I just try to worry about the things I can control, and I try not to wake too many people up. I know InfoWars has woken me up, and I know I've tried to wake people up, but unless you want to be awake to this, it won't work. You know, the brainwashing is too strong.
Well, that's what I always said. It's something is gonna have to happen. It has to happen organically, right? Like, for me, people trying to come in and, let's say, red pill me, it was going on for years, because really I became a professional broadcaster in 2011. And so you start to meet a bunch of different people. And that's when really some 9/11 truthers and, you know, media's lying to you and stuff tried to get me on that train. Before that, maybe it was just friends and family. But then it's like, once you see it for yourself, for me, it was the media lying. And after the Boston Marathon bombing, the FBI, the CIA lying, the media covering up, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is all a lie. And then it was just like, okay, what else is a lie? Let's go back in time. Let's look at everything. So it has to be something organic. For a lot of people, it was the pandemic. But see, you just hit it. That's such a key aspect, because what's coming next? It's all this psychological warfare, like beating you down. There's the Twin Towers. They've fallen. There's the Twin Towers on fire. There's the plane blowing it up with the bomb. And it's just the powerful optics, and then the propaganda, and then the war on terror, and oh, these people want to kill you. And they put you in that trauma-based mind control, and then still to this day, you can watch a video. Clearly, there's no Boeing 747 hitting the Pentagon. I mean, the thing doesn't even have enough, the mark in the building isn't even long enough for the wingspan. I mean, you can go on and on for days. And then it's the same thing with the pandemic. Oh my gosh, look at the shows on TV with all the red numbers going up and the death count and then the people in the hospital beds and oh my God. And then they hit you with that trauma-based mind control, and then boom, they hit you with the vaccine that gives you the heart attack. I mean, so it's like, what's the next psychological operation? But the good news is, once you've broken it, you never go back. You know, it's like being able to read a foreign language or something, or like understand a foreign language. It's like once you get it, it's kind of always there. And so now you can recognize it. Like, immediately, oh, I'm not getting that vaccine. So, I mean, it just kind of becomes a learning process. But I would say for you, you say, well, you know, what do I do? For me, I just changed from sports to politics. I feel like for you, you just kind of like become the insanity. I mean, right? You go to the thing and you dress like a nurse and you do the weird COVID vaccine dance with the hand sanitizer, or, you know, you go out and you do your... So to me, I mean, I look at what you've done and I'm like, well, you've kind of just become the insanity to kind of bring people into your content, and then you kind of bring them along on some of the other stuff.
Well, listen, you're exactly right. I'm like Nightcrawler. I'm trying to do problem, reaction, solution like them, play at their own game. And that's why I try to go create the news, like when I go to these city council meetings. But, you know, this is the next PSYOP that I'm really worried about. And, you know, this is why I say you can't worry about the things you can't control. But, you know, I fly nearly every weekend. I'm about to get on a plane. These Boeing planes, one of them, and I hope I'm wrong, is going to crash soon. They're going to do a plane crash. Why? I guess they want people to not be encouraged to travel. They want to keep us in our homes. But they're going to do something with one of these airlines, and then the airline's going to go out of business. I think that is the next quick psychological operation. Now, there is going to be, and I hope and pray to God this does not happen, an aircraft disaster in the future in order to scare people from traveling. And then they'll create some other psychological operation, a new pandemic or something else will happen, and people will be like, well, I'm done with those airlines, and we'll just stay home and live in their quote-unquote 15-minute cities that they basically want us to live in. So I am worried. Like that's why I do get worried, because I fly. I think there's going to be, and I hope I'm wrong, I say this, I keep saying it, I think there's going to be a disaster in the sky soon. There's just too much foreshadowing. Killing the Boeing whistleblower, the guy's wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt, that guy wasn't suicidal. I mean, nobody wears a Tommy Bahama shirt that's suicidal. So, you know, it's very scary, Owen. And my mom got caught up in the pandemic, and I'm always worried that I can get caught up in the next operation that they're trying to run on the American people.
You know, I've kind of had a similar thought, and I think my path to the thought was a little bit different, but the conclusion was the same. They don't want you flying anymore, right? They don't want you traveling the country or the world anymore. They want you to get used to the aspect of a 15-minute city, and then after that, it'll be just in the pod, and they'll just have a little tube that runs the bug meat right to you in the pod. But, you know, you get your Netflix subscription right there on the screen in your pod for you, and that's, you know, that's how you're supposed to be happy. But you're saving the planet from climate change is kind of the ultimate backdrop that they want you to have. Like, oh, I'm a hero, I'm saving the planet, and you're like a frickin' warmed-up corpse living in a pod with bug meat coming through a tube. That's the Noval Harari New World Order agenda, World Economic Agenda. Alex Stein is my guest. I want to ask him about Joe Biden's Trump hat on the other side of this break.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The
Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Alex Stein is my guest. We're going to find out what he thinks about Biden's Trump hat. We've got the video. Quickly, though, just because I got a couple messages in the break. You know, there's, well, Owen, what are you talking about with the Boston Marathon bombing? Well, again, you have to understand, I'm not even reaching any conclusions here. I'm caught up in the sports matrix. I'm not in the political world. I don't watch any news. I mean, literally zero. I don't follow current events, nothing. I'm just in the sports world, sports broadcaster. And so it was the first time for me where it's like a sporting event meets, I guess you might say, current events, the Boston Marathon bombing. And then I'm there covering it. And the same energy I bring to politics, I brought to sports. So I'm just obsessing over this thing. And none of it added up. None of it made any sense. So I'm just sitting here watching this, not making any sense. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And it just rewired my whole brain. The reporting on the Boston Marathon bombing in live time was so inconsistent that even Netflix did a documentary on it. Netflix did a documentary on it. That's how bad it was. So I'm just sitting here saying, hey, none of this adds up, so it must be corrupt. Again, I'm not trying to go into a long-winded thing here, but to bring it back to today, I think that this is kind of happening even with this Haitian migrant invasion story, when they say there's nobody eating geese, there's nobody eating cats, and then it's all right there, documented evidence, and they say, oh, gee, well, this is strange. What else are they lying about? So just responding to some people saying, what do you mean about the Boston Marathon bombing? I'm not telling you what to reach conclusion-wise. I'm just saying the reporting on that was so inconsistent and didn't add up at the time. Even Netflix did a documentary on it that just came out recently. So I just saw that because I'm just somebody with observational discernment. And I'm like, well, okay, what the hell's going on here? This is weird. And, you know, the rest is history, you might say. I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show with Alex Stein. Okay, but we've got the Biden-Trump...
I have to comment on the Boston bombing real quick. You know, there is a bunch of weird stuff with the Boston bombing. We don't need to get that deep. But maybe the great production crew could see where Sarnoff dropped the bomb. I believe it was like 666 Broadway. I forget the name of the street. It's one of the main streets, and it just... so happened to be dropped at the 666 was the address. Very weird. And then the way that they were able to hide in a boat when you had the entire FBI and Boston Police Department chasing them. Obviously, the Boston bombing was real. I'm not saying it was fake, but it just there was a lot of weird conspiracy surrounding it. And I would encourage anybody that is actually interested. That's a rabbit hole that's I think is definitely worth investigating personally.
100%. And I would even say that's probably just more close to a Nightcrawler situation. But yeah, it's funny you mentioned some of the exact stuff that had my ears perked when I was looking into it, like, well, this doesn't make sense, or what are the odds of that? And so again, I mean, even folks, Netflix does a documentary like, hey, this stuff didn't add up. I mean, you know, 10 years later or whatever. But that's how incongruent all the reporting was. And again, anybody with this any discernment or observation skills would just say, I'm going to question that. But okay. And maybe we should question what happened with the Biden-Trump hat situation. Now, we've got probably the best video that I've seen yet, HD, pretty decent audio. So let's play this video. I want to get Alex Stein's reaction. And so this is Biden. He actually left the 9/11 memorial event early to go to Pennsylvania. I guess they were supposed to be trying to win over the state for Harris. It goes entirely wrong. The event he goes to is filled with Trump supporters. And then he eventually dons a Trump hat. But here's how that went.
Trump hat, I'll give you my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll autograph it.
Huh?
Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're an old fart. You're an old fart.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old fart, right?
I know you would know about that.
What?
I'll be an old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
You know, he reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you would do a selfie. There you go.
And a round of applause. He puts on the Trump hat with a smile. All right. I've got some interesting takes on this that I haven't seen anywhere else, but I want to get Alex Stein's reaction. And remember, this is after Donald Trump said, by the way, Biden, I want to let you in on a little secret. Hates her, okay? He hates her. So, okay, next day, Biden puts on the Trump hat. Your response, Alex Stein.
Well, that's probably the most humanizing video I've ever seen of Joe Biden. It kind of makes me like Joe Biden. He seems nice. You know, he's affable. He's laughing at himself, calling himself old. So I do like the conspiracy that it's 5D chess and he's really trying to troll Kamala because now she's usurped him while he's still currently president. I'm sure that has him feeling some sort of way. And yeah, I like that conspiracy, but really and truly, I don't know. Maybe he put it on. I don't know. Now I'm really thinking in my head. I'm like, why would he put it on? Why would he put it on? And I find him too incapable to be doing 5D chess. I just think he just kind of instinctually, impulsively did it. But you really do think that that was a troll, Owen? You think that he was doing it to try to throw shade on Kamala? I love that theory.
No, actually, that's not my theory. But my theory actually kind of agrees with what you said first. I think Biden is done. I think after the Harris coup, Biden just said, all right, I'm done. I don't care anymore. He's done being the commander in chief. And so, and that's why I think in this video, you kind of said it humanizes the most. And let me be clear. This guy is still a corrupt scumbag. Okay. This guy and his crooked family still sold the country out. So it's not that I'm forgetting or forgiving that. I'm just responding to this, video here. And it was the most humanizing. So I think Biden has just given up being the commander in chief. And the irony of it is that this is actually the best Biden that we've seen yet. I mean, it really is. He's hanging out with Trump supporters. He's jovial. He's joking. He's smiling. He puts on the Trump hat. He gets a good laugh. Later on, he did a picture with those kids. He managed not to sniff any of them. And he did a picture with the kids. They all have Trump shirts on. So he's literally in a picture with like 30 kids with all the different Trump gear that they have. So, I mean, he basically went to a Trump event. And he was supposed to be campaigning for Harris, and then he puts on the Trump hat. So to me, Biden's just given up being commander-in-chief. He's done with the politics of it. You know, they'll tell him to go here or go there, and maybe he has to go do a speech here or a speech there. He's basically doing the bare minimum. The irony is, the country is much better off with this Joe Biden. The country is much better off with Joe Biden not governing, not getting involved in policy, not getting involved in politics, but just coming off as a normal guy. And hey, I can go hang out with a Trump supporter, and hey, I can go get along with Trump supporters and take a picture. It's okay. These are normal Americans too. They're good people. So in an ironic twist, it's like, yeah, this is the best Biden for the country is him literally in a Trump hat.
Well, I do agree with you, but you know, the real conspiracy on why Joe Biden stepped down, this is what people don't realize, is once Joe Biden got diagnosed with COVID and he realized he couldn't smell any more children, he figured, what's the point? You know, he said, forget about it. I'm gonna hang him up. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. He's checked out. It's like, senior year of high school or senior year of college. You just kind of checked out. He's just kind of enjoying the ride. And what's really weird in this video, his staffer looks like he's about 20 years old. I don't know if that's Secret Service or what, but, yeah, I mean, he's totally checked out, and that's probably what's best for our country is, not having a leader. What's better than having a corrupt leader is having no leader at all. So it just shows you, I do think this is the best thing for our country. But Owen, I don't want to sit here and sell fear, but I think Donald Trump is going to have a really tough time in this upcoming election, not because he's unpopular, but because people have just forgotten that Kamala Harris has been the vice president for 3 years. They've forgotten that she's basically in charge of our border. None of these people remember anything. It's like we're dealing with mice. I mean, they have no long-term memory, and she's responsible for all the stuff she's saying that she's going to fix. She could be fixing it right now. And the fact that people are just, I guess, ignorant to that fact that she's the vice president, it really makes me very worried for the upcoming election, because I do think that they're not only going to cheat and fortify it, but hell, people might actually vote for just because they want an Indonesian black woman as president.
Well, we're dealing with lemmings, essentially, and they would run off the cliff into a wood chipper if the media told them to. And this is why I get so upset with this bullcrap of, oh, go vote, register to vote, everybody vote. No, no. If you're a no information, low IQ voter, do not vote. You're an idiot. You should not be voting. I don't buy into this. Everybody should vote. No, no, no. If you don't know the three branches of government, if you can't pass a basic civics test, if you don't realize Kamala Harris has been the vice president for the last 4 years and she's running against herself on the campaign trail, then no, stay home. You should not vote. No, don't go register to vote, please. Please, if you haven't registered to vote, if you haven't taken the action to go register to vote on your own accord because you want to be politically informed and active, then do not register to vote and do not vote. Please. I'm sick of these Taylor Swift voter drives to get out ignorant voters that say Kamala is brat, because that really is exactly what we're dealing with. And I guess, you know, it's the disconnect maybe that they really just see it as, hey, look, Kamala Harris is trendy and hip, and she's a non-white woman. Well, okay, so, but what about her policies? It's like they don't even connect the two. Like, you could sit here And they say, yeah, gee, the economy's been much worse in the last 4 years, and we've had a lot more problems in the last 4 years, but I can't wait to vote for Kamala Harris. It's like they don't even make the connection. It's there's like this just complete disconnect. And really, honestly, at the end of the day, liberalism is a mental disorder. Well, what is the diagnosis? What is the mental disorder? They don't understand action-reaction. They don't understand choice-consequence. That is the mental disorder. That is the mental disorder of liberalism.
And you know what I'm a little frustrated about is, you know, not only did she lie, but you have Kamala Harris saying that she owns a gun and Tim Walz owns a gun and they love guns when they've both been on the record saying they want to get rid of assault weapons and they probably want to get rid of more than just that. So what I would have liked to have seen though from Trump, and maybe he should do this, and I'm not a campaign expert, but like she lies and tries to pretend to be conservative. He needs to say, and this was true under when he was president, we did have good social services. He gave everybody $1,200. I mean, I know that's not necessarily a conservative value, but I think that would resonate with the American people and saying, listen, I gave y'all $1,200 when I was president. These people are, I keep saying people are dumb, but that would work. Like, that's what I'm frustrated about is that, oh, you guys want free stuff? I'm going to give you better free stuff. And I know that's maybe sounds ingenuine, but if you look at their record and you look at how much Trump bailed out the American people, much more than Joe Biden or Kamala Harris ever have. Gas prices were incredibly cheap. He needs to talk about how Americans are going to have a better life, not necessarily all the trans stuff, even though it's important, all the Haitian stuff. We should be talking about all this, but you almost have to like give people sugar to help their medicine go down. Say, you guys might get some more free stuff. We might lower health care. You know, we might give you another $1,200 check because it stimulated the economy. I don't know. But if she can pretend to be a gun advocate, Kamala Harris can pretend to be a gun advocate, I think Donald Trump should, I guess, try to garner some of the social service support from his social service resume of giving us, you know, free money. Was it good for the country? I don't know. I mean, that's we'll see. Inflation's crazy right now. But I know that would resonate to the low information voter. And they would say, oh, I get free stuff. I'll vote for Trump. It's like I made a website. You type in illegals for Trump. Now, this is obviously a satire website, but that's what we should be doing. Trump should be getting the illegals. Trump should be saying, I'm going to hire you to build crap. Like, we have to play their game. I don't know if Trump's doing that. And that's why I'm really also frustrated on this campaign trail. Not that Trump's running a bad campaign, but he's got to use some of their rules for radicals, some of their game plan. He needs to use like they're using his.
All right, mark it down. Alex Stein just made a Mary Poppins reference talking politics on the Alex Jones Show. Wow. I mean, that takes nuance and skill. I am impressed. Now, the issue with Trump pandering, because, you know, I think look at the abortion issue as maybe an example of this, where to me, I think he's pandering to the left with the abortion issue. Now, I don't know where Trump really stands on the abortion issue. And the point he made during the debate, I think, is the most important point. Hey, you can ask me about my stance on abortion all day long. It doesn't matter. The policy does not come from the White House. The policy is at the state level. You keep asking us like it matters. It doesn't matter what I think about abortion. It's at the state. The states will decide. The voters in the states will decide. So, you know, but it's always, you know, abortion is the football that the Democrats need to keep on the field because it's what drives people to the ballot every year. By the way, that's why the Democrats, and they're having victories on this issue, unfortunately, that's why the Democrats are trying to get abortion back on the ballot in as many states as possible. Even if it's like some sort of a weird thing where it's like you're not actually voting on abortion, but like you're voting on, is it like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or can we get it on the ballot next? Whatever ballot measure they can get abortion on the ballot with, the Democrats are fighting to get it on the ballot because they know that's their number one voter drive is abortion. That's their number one thing. But back to the issue with Trump pandering. So he tries to pander to the left with some of this stuff. And the problem with the right wing is not all the right wing, but, you know, look at the abortion hardliners. They started bringing the long knives out against Trump. They started campaigning against Donald Trump. Now, I was sitting here saying, first of all, I'm not a political purist. It's a cancer to any political movement. Second of all, if you don't see what Trump is doing, then you're missing missing the bigger picture. If you think the Democrats are going to be better on abortion than Trump, then I don't know what to tell you. But I think that's the problem. If Trump tries to pander to the left or kind of play these political games, you've got the hard right that just comes after him and pulls the long knives out. So it's like he can't even do it. the right wing is way too purist and consistent and actually follow stuff for him to even do it.
Well, Owen, you have a very good point, but that's abortion. And people will say that abortion is one of their most important issues, even more important than the economy. And I'm very pro-life. I don't want any babies to die. But they use that to distract us. So, yeah, I actually, you know, Trump could, I think, maybe even be a little more vague on his stance on abortion, if that would help him. But forget about the thing about abortion. It's a huge issue. But I'm talking about money. I'm talking about, like, stuff people want to hear. So, you know, very few people, and even though it is such an important thing, but not everybody has an abortion. Like, we talk about abortion, like, everybody's just having them, everybody. I know people that have had abortion.
Oh, it's like 1%. It's like 1% or less.
That's what I'm saying. But yet the economy affects all of us. Yeah, I mean, it just sucks that the Democrats are able to weaponize abortion to rally their base to go vote to kill babies. It makes me sick, but that's where we're at. So I don't know necessarily how much you should pander with him. I do think that he had a good statement saying it is states' rights, and he obviously put in Supreme Court justices that, you know, got rid of Roe versus Wade. So his resume is better than any president of the last 50 years, yet all these hardline conservatives, it's not enough. They'd rather have Kamala Harris so she can abort more babies. Like, that's how dumb we are, you know? It's just we want to shoot our own people. But a lot of those abortion people, if you really look at their Twitter accounts, they're all DeSantis people, never Trumpers. And, you know, listen, Trump's not perfect. I have my criticisms of Trump. I'm sure you have criticisms of Trump. That's what we're supposed to do as you know, American citizens. But he's still the much better candidate than Kamala Harris, who wants to turn your daughter into a boy by cutting off her breasts when she's 15 years old. So,
or Tampon Tim, who wants to put a tampon in your kid's butt. I mean, I'm just curious if anyone's going to ask where Tampon Tim would put it. You know, maybe he's taught kids on the football team where to put them. I don't know.
That's where we're at. Tampons are in the boys' restroom. I mean, give me a break, dude. And that's why it's like these are important issues. Abortion's obviously important, but should it be the most important issue affecting everyday Americans? I don't think so. I think more people fill up their gas tank than have an abortion. Yeah. I think more people are trying to buy a house when they can't afford one because all the banks and companies own these houses. Like when our parents who were growing up, they still had it tough, but they were able to afford a home, Owen. Now, my friends in their 30s, none of them. I mean, you know, I have some friends that are wealthy, but a lot of my friends are still paying rent. And if they do buy a house, it's a junky house. Like, it just sucks. These are things that you could fix. The government could fix this, but instead they want to subsidize these social services to illegal immigrants. So if I was Trump, I would start talking more about giving free stuff to American citizens and taking that free stuff from illegal aliens that are currently gaming the system and getting free hotel rooms in New York that I was just there. And for me to stay at the Hampton Inn, $329, because one out of every five hotel in Manhattan is now considered a migrant shelter, raising the price for Johnny Primetime, Alex Stein, trying to stay one night in Manhattan. It's insane. These are problems we could fix. If you're going to subsidize something, subsidize the American people that were born here, that love this country. But that's not where we're at. So I don't know. I do think Trump needs to kind of lean on that $1,200. I know that would resonate with the African-American community because that's what they – when I asked them on the street, they're like, man, I want that $1,200.
Yeah, they talk about the stimmies.
That's what I'm saying. Trump should be like, I stimulated the economy. Because they always talk about pandemic. I did go to the vaccine. Trump, stop talking about the vaccine. The vaccine's not good. There's another guy, an ultra marathoner, 29 years old, just had a cardiac arrest. I believe New York Post shared that today. There's too many marathoners, too many professional athletes get going and having cardiac issues. So, yeah, we need to stop talking about the vaccine and start talking about those $1,200 checks. I don't care if that pisses off some conservatives. As a matter of fact, you'd be surprised how many conservatives are struggling and could use $1,200 because of Biden's economy that he's created. So,
well, yeah,
that would resonate with people.
The Bidenomics has increased the cost of living about $5,500 a year, on average for the average American. You know, here's what I see the problem with Republicans is they just don't understand narrative control or they just don't want to engage in it. I don't know. And there's different scales. Like if you go out and do one of your bits at a city council or when I would go out and do man on the streets interviews and, you know, own the libs or, you know, destroy the Trump protesters, whatever. Like that's us engaging in like small level narrative control. Like, I know what that guy's going to say. I know what to say to get him to say what I want him to say. And then I know what I'm going to say in response to that. Or you go out, you do your video, like, you know what you're going to say. You know what the response to what you're going to say is. And then you know what kind of the background is where it's like, yeah, I did a comedy bit, but actually, look, this is a real thing. So that's like small level narrative control that you or I do. When I look at Trump, I'm saying, Trump, talk about taxes. I would come out if I'm Donald Trump and I would say, you know what? We're going to cut all taxes. How about that? Zero taxes. You want to talk taxes? How about zero taxes? And then what's the response going to be? Oh my gosh, Trump's going to kill the government with all the taxes. What are we going to do? And then the response is, good. The government sucks. Nobody likes the government. So it's like, that's large scale narrative control. And Trump is kind of good at it, I think, organically, just because he kind of pops off, like with the dogs and cats getting eaten in Springfield, Ohio. But it's like, no, you can control these narratives by just saying something, getting their response, and then bringing the winning argument home.
I agree 100%. I mean, it sounds bad that we're kind of encouraging a bait and switch, but that should be his narrative. And it's not that he's lying. It's just saying that this is my plan. A plan is not a lie. This is what I plan to do. So he should say this stuff that's actually going to help American citizens. And why do people not want to look into conspiracies? Why do people not want to know the truth? It's because they're working a 9-to-5 job and they got kids or they got a girlfriend or they got a husband or they got a wife and they got to pay their bills and people are struggling to pay their bills. So they don't have time to go to Infowars.com. They don't have time to go to the Blaze. They just don't have time. So all they can do is watch TV in between their work and their bedtime. So, you know, it's just sad. I think if people were doing better financially, a country would be doing much better. And you look at the oil and gas industry here in Texas, it was booming. It was booming. All these
Texas. It was huge. It was huge.
And now it's just basically dead. They can't
and these are starting salaries, you know, 75 grand a year starting salary.
Yeah, and for no education. You don't even have to go to college. You can go be a roughneck. And there's roughnecks driving Lamborghinis in Midland, Texas because they're doing so well. And we have enough oil and gas. That's another conspiracy. Don't even get me started. You know, we don't have time to argue, but yeah, that all oil and gas is petroleum, is old dinosaur bones. Yeah, right. I believe gas is renewable energy. I'm just saying there's something.
I have a conspiracy theory. You know, we make fake diamonds now. I think maybe we can. Maybe someday we can even make oil and gas and just whatever the process the earth has of making it, just like with diamonds, we can maybe just create it ourselves.
I believe so. And in oil and gas, it's funny, all these Teslas, they're always getting caught using a gas generator at the Tesla charging station. So stupid.
Where does the energy come from? Man. Hey, by the way, you got Alex Jones on your show tonight, is that right?
That is correct. I'm actually about to go down. He was on Glenn's show. We're wrapping up here. I'm about to go down there. I don't know. He's probably going to get mad. I ordered like 10 Domino's pizzas. I didn't know what to get. I should have ordered something nicer, but, you know, I'm on a tight budget here. Does he like pizza?
I'm sure he'll eat whatever you feed to him, and it should be fine, yes.
Well, I ordered pizza, and then Jay said he doesn't like tomatoes, and I'm like, oh, gosh. Now he's going to not eat tomatoes on his pizza. Now, I mean, now there's tomatoes on the pizza, but he won't have the tomato sauce from the pizza. It just, I'm stressed. I'm excited to talk to Alex. I've obviously talked to him in person multiple times.
Alex Jones is going to be on the blimp with the pimp.
And I don't want to give too much of a surprise, but there are going to be a lot of gay frogs involved in tonight's episode.
I knew you had something up your sleeve. I knew it. It's probably a gay frog or two and other stuff. The Alex Stein Show tonight. Where can people watch it?
Well, I think it's actually we're going to wait until Tuesday, I think, to play it. But
airs next week? All right, folks. Alex Stein, thank you.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Couple odds and ends here before I'm joined by my next guest, and this is a very important story. You want to talk about the Democrat persecution. If you're a Christian activist, we've got a great example and a story from a woman you've probably seen and heard of before, but they're about to send her to prison. And so we'll tell you that story coming up. But, you know, we talked about the 9/11 situation. Here's Jake Tapper. They're seething because Laura Loomer was on Trump Force One for his recent trip. And so an interesting angle to the coverage of that here from Jake Tapper in clip two.
Actually traveling with some of these folks, conspiracy peddlers, we should note a veritable legion of doom of bigots and liars, perhaps none so depraved as this woman, Laura Loomer. Here she is getting off of Trump's plane before yesterday's debate. Just on Sunday, she posted an insanely racist message that if Harris, whose mom was an Indian immigrant, wins, quote, the White House will smell like curry and White House speeches will be facilitated via a call center, unquote. On this 23rd anniversary of 9/11, we should also note Loomer posted last year that 9/11 was a, quote, inside job, unquote. Trump continues to bring this person along on his travels with him. Why?
Now that's hilarious. The Legion of Doom. The Legion of Doom. Now, the tweet or the post from Laura Loomer about the White House smelling like curry is just hilarious. But, I find it funny when whoever it is on the left, CNN or even a political candidate, they want to sit here and act holier than thou and more righteous or like they have a better moral standard. These people knock boots with some of the most degenerate people in entertainment. They'll take an endorsement from Snoop Dogg or Eminem or any of these rappers that talk about drugging and beating women. They talk about killing police. I mean, give me a freaking break. Laura Loomer makes a joke about Indians cooking with curry and taking over call centers. Please, please. With the degeneracy that you guys have no problem associating with. And then they put on the screen 9/11 was an inside job. They actually put that on the screen. So win Laura Loomer. That's a total win for Laura Loomer. And for 9/11 truthers. But how about that, guys? Had you ever
conspiracy peddlers? Conspiracy peddlers and the Legion of Doom are now on Trump's plane regularly.
I'm a conspiracy peddler. Sounds a little more official or like, I don't know, is that supposed to be an insult? Is that a step down from a conspiracy theorist or a step up? Where a conspiracy peddler. You're a peddler in conspiracies. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I hate to see that. See, and this is what's sad, and look, I really don't care if Laura Loomer and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I like both of them, want to get into a cat fight, that's fine. It really doesn't matter to me. But now it's the front story on Drudge. Are you kidding me? So I'm not going to tell Laura Loomer what to do if she wants to engage in this infighting and go after one of our best people in Congress and Marjorie Taylor Greene, then whatever. She's going to do what she wants. But, I mean, come on. They literally run a coup against Joe Biden. The Democrats literally run a coup against Joe Biden and install Kamala Harris and a social media spat before between Laura Loomer and Marjorie Taylor Greene is at the top of Drudge Report. So, ladies, let's just put it aside for at least the next 55 days, can we? Can we just put it aside? I don't know why Laura would want to go after one of our best members of Congress right now, but again, she's going to do what she wants. That's at the top of Drudge after they run a coup on Joe Biden and doesn't even get a mention. Ouch. The state of the media.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And the Democrats and their friends in the state-run propaganda media tell you that Donald Trump will weaponize the government and Donald Trump will weaponize the DOJ against his opposition. Of course, we know that the exact opposite is true. Unfortunately, I know that personally. But perhaps my guest joining me now could be an even worse case. And in fact, it's so bad, as Bevelyn Beatty Williams is about to join me to tell us her story, just to kind of give people a taste of how bad it actually is. Bevelyn, I had to get permission from my probation officer just to talk to you, because part of my probation is I'm not allowed to talk to felons. And of course, you shouldn't even be a felon, and I should not be on probation. And yet, here we are, and now you yourself are facing jail time. Now, for people, in case you're not familiar with Bevelyn's story, she can tell you, but she's been a right-wing activist, a Christian activist, a truth teller for some years on the streets. She's had many viral videos. And so now they're going after you. They're putting you on the list as a felon, and now they're trying to put you in jail. So for people that aren't familiar with your story, we'll roll some of your more successful, let's say, protests, and then Just tell the people that what's led to this point of now the Democrats trying to weaponize the justice system against you and put you in jail.
I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. They're treating me like a full-on criminal. I mean, they sentenced me to 41 months in federal prison with also 2 years of supervised release. They indicted me back in December 2022, I think, for a Jesus Matters rally that I did in 2020 of July, I think July 2020. I was not arrested at this rally. There were police present both days. There were no charges pressed against me. There was no type of legal action on a state level taken against me for this rally. And then actually a year I think in 2021, after they got Trump out, Letitia James, the same one who indicted Trump, also, sued Trump, also sued me. She sued me for an injunction to keep me from going in front of the abortion clinic, the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. And they got an injunction against me for 30 feet, which means I'm not allowed in front of that building. I have to be 30 feet away from the building or I will get a $5,000 fine. And it was for that Jesus Matters rally. My legal team just said, hey, let's just go ahead and settle it. I was working with Thomas More at the time. They were like, you know, just settle without admission of guilt unless you're not even living in New York anymore. You live in Tennessee. Just go ahead and just settle. And so I did. I took their advice. I don't think we understood how much these people were out for blood, in my personal opinion. And so what they did was they took that exact same case. They had Letitia James come after me on a state level. And then they had the federal government come after me for the same 2-day rally on a federal level. And they indicted me.
I mean, this is so crazy, the amount of time that you're facing. I mean, maybe like a slap on the wrist, like a week or something, even if they wanted to go after these ridiculous charges. How is it that they're looking at years? Where are they getting years in prison?
So let me tell you what they did. When they indicted me, I had two charges. I had conspiracy of face and face, right? I went to trial. They couldn't get me on conspiracy. So I was found, the jury, for whatever reason, they just didn't have enough evidence.
Well, and let's just quickly, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's important. People understand the face, what you're talking about, face is, they say that you're blocking entrance to an abortion clinic. Did you actually stop anybody from ever going into an abortion clinic?
Both rallies were recorded. Thousands of people watched this two-day rally happen. I never stopped anyone from entering that abortion clinic. I've never put my hands on anyone. People know me as an activist because I go live. People have watched me and taken this journey with me of life and activism. And I have never shown myself being a violent, aggressive person, period. Now, do I have a loud mouth? Am I direct? Am I candid? Yes. But violent, threatening, that's not who I am. But what they were doing was, so basically, at this rally, right, this woman claims that I was leaning my back on the door and I slammed her hand in the door while my back was on the door. And so basically, when they found me guilty, they were basically saying that beyond reasonable doubt, I went there specifically that day to slam her hand in the door. And it is just a blatant lie. Now, I wasn't found guilty on conspiracy because they just really didn't have enough evidence to find me guilty on conspiracy. But what they did was on my sentencing day, they basically sentenced me for conspiracy along with base, even though I was found not guilty on conspiracy.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's virtually what they did to me and others as well. And I don't know the negotiations that your attorneys were in with the prosecutors or any of that. But they basically did the same thing to us, and they said all these things that they were going to agree to, and they said, oh, it's not going to make it about speech, and oh, we're not going to push for jail time. And then they got in front of the judge, and they said, nope, it's all about what he said, and we want him to go to jail. But really, your situation is worse. You're facing years. I had to do a couple months. It's all political persecution. So my mind is just blown here. My mind is just blown. If you would have ran somebody over in a car and you were an illegal immigrant, they'd probably let you out the next day. You wouldn't face any jail time. I mean, clearly there's some agenda here, specifically when it comes to pro-life activists, because there's other examples that we have here. But see, this seems to be the pattern, is they don't get the charges that they want, but then they still sentence you based off of the charge. Like, so they'll file 5 charges, 1 will stick, but then they'll sentence you as if all 5 stuck.
Right. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Systematic racism, it does exist. But people need to understand that the people accusing us of systematic racism are the ones that are doing it. They have a bad habit of projecting what they do on others, i.e. Russia, Ukraine. What they accused Trump of with Russia, they were actually doing with Ukraine, right? So what you have to understand is, the reality is, I'm the worst person to be standing against abortion and Christian activism because I'm a black woman. Okay? I don't fit the narrative that they usually use to get their agenda. Usually we're the scapegoats that they use to get in office, get in power. They hail us and then they nail us. Look at what they're doing right now with the illegal immigrants. The black Americans of this nation, we're little to nothing right now. And they've done this multiple times when it came to drug crime. Look at what Biden did to the black community in the 90s with the crimes. Look at what Kamala did when she was a prosecutor. She literally is called Kamala Lock a Nigga Up. She's known for that. So now you get a woman like me, who's not a token, who's actually a stand-up Christian, and even though I'm a black woman, my Christian values take head over my color, and I have a strong mouth, and I'm declaring the truth. I'm not going around spewing a bunch of lies. I'm telling the truth, and I'm the living proof of that truth. So, of course, you got a couple of months. You're the typical white conservative that they can just deem crazy and say, you're just a conspiracist. You don't know what you're talking about. But me, I'm the living proof of what they do. They need to put me under the jail. That sentencing was a lynching. It was a lynching. And this is, I'm learning, this is what the real racism is, what we face in America. It's with the Democrats. It's with the left. It's with the Marxists and the communists. They hate us, but they use us to get their agenda done.
Was your judge white?
Yes, of course. And she was a woman.
Well, you know, it's funny that I'm not hearing a peep from any Black Lives Matter groups or any liberal activists that want to prop themselves up and feel good about themselves for standing up for black Americans. And you'll hear constantly about black men being incarcerated at higher rates than white men. Kamala Harris was guilty of that. For, you know, let's say petty minor drug offenses, which I actually don't disagree with. I'm against the war on drugs. But it's funny, the silence in your case. I find it funny, right, the silence in your case, when your case is much more egregious. Your case is much more egregious. Now, I'll get into the current legal situation you're in right now, but I'll just ask you flat out. Have any activist groups reach out to you? Have any activist groups tried to support your cause?
No. Other than LifeSite News, other than the news groups that have been stepping with me to help make people aware of this, actual quote-unquote activist groups that get funding to be active for a cause have not reached out to me, unfortunately, except for like LifeSite News and, you know, the pro-life news, people like that. But no, most of the activist groups that are even in agreement with me, they haven't reached out. It's been silent because the thing is this, their focus is fundraising. And so they will do what they need to do and put up what needs to be put up on social media to get the funds. As for me, that was never my intentions, and it still isn't. I do what I do because I understand the detriment that we're dealing with in this nation. I had 3 abortions myself, Owen. You understand what I'm saying? I know what it's like to live in a ghetto neighborhood, be attacked, you're living in an environment where everything is for you to die. You understand what I'm saying? And so my mission and my heart, it's because of Christ in me, and it's because I know the truth. It's not because I just want to fundraise and make some money. And so I feel like sometimes I don't fit the narrative that they need. I'm not the clean cut girl that they need. But at the same time, it's just like, you know what? After all of this, it shouldn't matter. It should be about waking up and people realizing, like, wait a minute, the government is really, this is tyranny. We're in the middle of tyranny. It's time for the American people to stop being selfish and wake up.
Well, so much of what you just said is, I mean, it's penetrating, it's powerful, and I want to respond to some of it. I'm upset because I agree with you, and what we've seen, I think, from the pro-life right recently has been a bit exposing, that it seems like really some of them are kind of in it just for the big funds that they get. And I mean, I'm not looking for infighting here, right? But I mean, I could name the names. I mean, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the pro-life movement that have made lots of money. Lots. none of them have profiled you?
No.
No, I mean, you are clearly, in my opinion, I'd say you are clearly the biggest case of discrimination against a pro-life activist. I don't think anybody's case measures up to yours. I mean, there have been others, and I'd have to look at the rap sheet. I think you're facing the most time. But there have been others that went to prison for protesting outside of abortion clinics. There's a handful now, unfortunately, that you join that are facing prison time. I think that your sentence is the longest at this point. And so
it's one more woman that's in jail right now. She got 57 months. But check this out. She was a white liberal. But she's one of them people that was like a pro-vegan. They're like, so she was so vegan in that way that she was just like, if I'm not going to kill a animal, why are y'all killing babies? So she made some type of sense. So they really gave her the hammer because she's supposed to be in their camp. And on top of that, she got tried in D.C. Mind you, my judge took precedence from the people in D.C. D.C. got handled like dogs. They were remanded. They were not able to fight their case from the outside. As soon as they were sentenced, they were taken in. And that's it. And they got the most time. That woman got 57 months. And then I'm right after her.
And just to kind of put a little more gravity to this, I mean, folks, as soon as I heard about Bevelin's story, I was immediately like, okay, I got to cover this. Again, I had to get in touch with my probation officer just to do this interview. That's how important this was to me. But, you know, here's my problem. And again, I don't want to name names. I could go down the list. I think people know who it is. But, you know, they'll share the Bevelin Beatty video of the black woman protesting against Black Lives Matter. They'll show the Bevelin Beatty video, Bevelin Williams video, when it's a viral video and they want to get impressions and they want to get their followers up. And that's all good. And now here you are facing prison. And they're not giving you a platform and they're not giving you a profile. I mean, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're putting it all on the line. You're now one of the many faces of discrimination against pro-life activists. And yet the people who have literally made millions of dollars off the pro-life movement won't even profile you. I gotta say, for you, it's probably more heartbreaking, but to me, it's just like, my goodness, that is, honestly, it's shameful and it's almost unethical.
You know, Owen, you get it because, you know, you guys are going through it like I am. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of, unless you are in our shoes and you're really feeling the attacks, you're not going to get it. But this is what I will say. All of this time, we wanted Roe versus Wade to go back to the states, and it finally did. And people that you thought would be happy about this thing were actually not, because it was no longer a pivot for fundraising. I'm gonna do you one up. When Trump got in, Trump removed this. Like, remember there was like a separation between not-for-profits to where you can't really speak on politics because of Lyndon Baines Johnson. He was the one who implemented that. Trump removed that. No one said nothing. There was crickets when Roe versus Wade got overturned. There were crickets when that little, I think, stipulation between being a not-for-profit and dealing with politics was overturned by Trump, because the reality is it was people's safe space. It was your safe space to not have to deal with politics and just get on your pulpit and preach to protect yourself and not have to pick a side, right? And it was a safe space for you to say, hey, look at them. They're committing abortions. Give us money to help the fight. But you didn't really want the fight. It's a lot of talk about the fight, and it's a lot of people using it as a machine to make money, but they're not really there to try to find a solution for the fight. And let me just say this. That two-day rally, you know why they want my head for that two-day rally? Because in one day alone, they didn't mention the other day, they said in one day alone, 150 appointments were scheduled to murder babies. None of them showed up. That's why they wanted my head. I was criticized. I was ridiculed. I was the loudmouth Christian that people did not want to associate with because I wasn't doing it the proper way. Yet, I did what people fundraise for to get 150 babies in a year. We did in a day. I'm a solutionist. I'm not here to keep pushing a problem, pushing an issue so I can milk you. I don't got time for that. There's a real problem at hand. There's babies being killed, and it has to be addressed. And now what you are seeing in this hour is individuals who are really part of the solution and individuals that are wanting to milk the problem.
Well, I know you have more legal fights ahead of you. And if I get the situation wrong, you can correct me. But it's my understanding you're set to turn yourself in next month. You do have an appeal process going. You're trying to fight to be released on appeal. Unfortunately, it's probably unlikely knowing how frothing at the mouth they are right now against abortion activists. But you are fighting to have a release pending your appeal. And then if they do decide not to give you that, then it's going to be a process even when you're waiting in there for your appeal. Now, folks, Bevelin, I was talking to her the last couple days. She never asked me to share her donation site. We have put it on the screen. I know how expensive these legal bills are, especially with these battles that are ongoing for such a long time, years in the making. It just never stops. So, again, I put it on the screen. I said we're going to plug it. GiveSendGo.com/BevelinBDWilliams is at the bottom of the screen. I pray to God you don't spend a day in prison. I hope that they release you upon your pending appeal, and then you can be victorious there. But you need to have the legal support to do it. So, folks, again, the link is at the bottom of the screen. GiveSendGo.com/BevelinBDWilliams. And, you know, quickly, too, thank God for GiveSendGo, the great folks over at GiveSendGo, because if you tried to fundraise on the other fundraising sites, they probably just block you. They probably just wouldn't even let you go there. Before I get into something really powerful that you said before that I think is another issue that we can use to kind of be successful in changing people's minds, did I get the current legal situation accurate?
Yeah, you did. That's basically the process.
So you said something, and this has kind of been the thought process in my head, too. Every time I hear liberal Democrats complaining about the education system and the lack of funding and all this other stuff, you know, it's ironic that it's always in Democrat-run cities where they seem to have the problems with that. That's ironic. But, you know, here's my response. In these cities where you complain about the lack of funding, are there more schools or are there more abortion clinics? Are there more Planned Parenthoods or are there more schools? And who's getting more federal money? The Planned Parenthood clinic or the schools? Bevelin, I don't think they would like the answers to those questions.
No, they wouldn't. No, let me tell you something right now. Planned Parenthood, after expenses, they don't pay taxes because they are 501c3. They're exempt from taxes. After expenses, they clear $40 billion a year. Do you understand the type of power you have when after paying off all of your employees and your building expenses, you have $40 billion to play with afterward? Do you understand how big of a beast that is? But then on top of that, they still want federal funding as well? They want abortion. You know what they want? They don't even want, they want the government to become the client. They want abortions on demand where the taxpayer pays them for the abortion. Do you, if they're clearing this now, okay, and the federal government through socialism hasn't become their full-blown client, could you imagine the amount of money they would make? I'm going to break it down to you like this. Obamacare was when Obama created this health care that made the federal government the client. The people got their health care that the federal government paid for, so the doctors, whomever, could charge whatever they want because the government was going to pay for it. Obama walked out of that White House, I think 40 million stronger from the amount of money he got. If you think that was a big kahuna, you've seen nothing. Planned Parenthood is literally the Goliath of America. The amount of money that they have, the amount of pockets they've greased, it's hard for your mind to fathom. I'm nothing. I'm a drop in the bucket for them. And you know what? Let me tell you something. They laugh at us Christians. They laugh at us because we have to scrabble. I will never forget Sonia Massey, who technically was killed because they do that every year around election year. They try to kill a black woman. Right? To get people going. I saw her GoFundMe in a week. She had $500,000. $500,000. Went past the goal. Us Christians, they're watching us fight against each other, scrabble, to put food on our tables, scrabble to get support while we're tearing each other down, and they're over there building an empire on innocent blood babies.
And about to throw you, one of the leading voices, under the jail, Bevelyn Williams.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, closing out here with Bevelyn B.D. Williams. You know, it's sad. You'll hear the Democrats talk about, and it's all just political propaganda, but The Democrats, oh, separating children from their family at the borders. Well, they have no problem separating Bevelyn Williams from her family at all. Couldn't care less about that. It's just all political propaganda. But, you know, I think, Bevelyn, it's what's unfortunate is that most people, and this is what's so frustrating, I think, about the activist left, especially when it comes to them, you know, posturing themselves as social justice heroes for standing up for black rights and all this other stuff, but then they're pro-abortion. I wonder if they even know what Planned Parenthood was originally intended for. I mean, the entire intention of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger was, by her own words, to eviscerate the black population. I mean, they set up Planned Parenthoods in black communities because they didn't want black people. And so it's ironic that you sit here and you see all these left-wing protesters propping themselves up. Oh, we're fighting for social justice and we're fighting for black people. And then they love Planned Parenthood, an institution that was literally set up to kill black people. I mean, I know trying to get in here and expose all the idiosyncrasies of the liberal logic is like banging your head up against a wall. But yet here you are. Here you are about to get thrown under the prison for standing up against probably the most evil institution that's not officially a government institution. I mean, I guess really it is technically. And here they are. They're going to throw you under the jail and nobody comes to your defense. No marches, no interviews on CNN.
No. I mean, again, the truth is in the pudding. The Democrat Party is the party of the racist. They've hated us from the beginning. They fought for us to stay slaves. They hung us when we voted Republican. She would campaign to the KKK. The American Eugenics Society was created to destroy us, the black race. You know, Darwinism. Darwinism didn't come to explain how man got here. Darwinism was to explain how black people got here. Monkeys. And what breaks my heart is that us as a people, we've focused so much more on culture that we're not realizing we're falling for the very plan. What did Lyndon Baines Johnson say? He gave us welfare. He made it irrelevant for our fathers to be in a home. And he said, I will give those niggas enough. I'll give them enough, not too much, but just enough that they will be voting Democrat for the next 200 years. It is the Democrat policies that have removed the fathers from the home, that have brought effeminate culture to the black community. Now men in our community are cutting their penises off while they can't even take care of their kids. We are killing each other in the street, yet they're saying defund the police. We can barely have a picnic without somebody dying. And it's the black on black crime, even to get started with it. Are you kidding? It's such a heartbreaking thing to watch. And, you know, for these liberals that don't know any better because of indoctrination, it's time to wake up. There's no excuses. You are literally claiming that you care about us, but you're supporting blatant racism and genocide against the black community. And I am the living witness. I am not violent. I do not have an overly extensive background, maybe petty crime, but never nothing crazy. You know what I mean? I have never, even when I did petty crime, I've never been sentenced to time in jail. Maybe probation, maybe a fine. 10 years later, with a big old 10-year gap in between, they gave me 3.5 years with 2 years supervised release because of what I stand for. It was racist, period.
Bevelyn Beatty Williams, again, folks, help her in her legal fight. GiveSendGo.com/Bevelyn Beatty Williams. The link is on the bottom of the screen. But if people just want to stay up to date on the latest developments or, you know, any other statements that you're making, where is the best place to follow for updates there?
I'm on Facebook. Just look up Bevelyn Beatty Williams on Facebook. And on my donation site, you can connect with at wellministries.org. All of those links are on that site. You can connect with me on Facebook. And then you have my ministry page at wellministries.org. You can write me a letter. You can email me. You can reach out for support. And also, yeah, just anything you need, you can get it there.
Would you like people, if you do end up being incarcerated, would you like people to write you letters?
Yeah, if they did, they would send them to my ministry and my husband would pack them up and send them to me. But I'm trusting God that I don't. Listen, Owen, okay? Respectfully, I'm too cute to be sitting in jail. If I have to go, I will preach that gospel. But a sister like her nails done, I like to take bubble baths. I'm really not trying to go to jail. Now, if I do go, though, I will say this. There's going to be a lot of souls in jail saved. But I'm really not trying to go, y'all. Like, I really... Who wants to go to jail? I don't have a peace about being in jail. And it's not because I haven't went to jail for the gospel before. I have. I've done that. Been there, done that. I don't want to go because I just don't want the satisfaction of the powers that be to just think that they can do harm to God's people and just get away with it. You know, I feel like it's so unjust.
Yeah.
So I'm it just is. Praying.
Bevelyn, thank you for your time today. God bless. Godspeed. I'll be following this closely.
Thank you, Owen. God bless you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I think that, I mean, not just for the sake of Bevelyn, as I see as an innocent woman facing jail time, what she says is powerful. I mean, aside from having to come on here and just defend her case, which is an easy one to me, I mean, what she says is powerful, and that's why they want her in jail. They want to shut her up. So we're going to share that entire interview. It's going to be on Infowars.com. It's going to be on Band.video. I'll probably post the whole thing on my ex account as well. Everything she says there is true. And, you know, I elected to not take the gloves off with some of these far-right pro-life grifters that I think got exposed in the last couple of months. And she kind of leaned into that a little bit more there. But I'll tell you this. If some of the leading voices in the pro-life movement who have made millions of dollars with their activism are not going to cover her story or platform her, I think I will name the names. And it's kind of a hard thing to do because I don't really do this stuff, but it's like I'll name the names and then I'll tell people to never donate to their causes ever again. Because if you're not going to support the people that put their lives on the line while you sit in your mansions making millions and living on social media and doing mainstream media interviews, then it feels bad because I don't want, I'm against abortion. But you're really exposing yourself if you don't cover Bevelyn's story and you don't come to her defense now. You're exposing yourself. And I will make sure people know who you are and that they never donate another dime to your groups that have made you millionaires. So I'll just leave it at that. Okay, let's kind of buffer between that now and then the rest of the show with I Got News coming up. Jay Dyer taking over in the fourth hour. We do just have some political news, some government news we'll get into with Mike Johnson cowarding out again. Ron Paul and Elon Musk teaming up for just common sense economic policies. We've got some other cases of Trump derangement syndrome here that are going on as well. You know, we did talk some geopolitical news. Maybe we'll have time to delve into some of those developments here before we sign off as well. I think we've properly covered the Haitian migrant story and all the angles on that. So I think we'll be able to get everything off the desk before Jay Dyer takes over coming up here in just about half an hour. Now, I have to tell you, you've probably seen it if you've been watching the Alex Jones Show this week or even today. Alex has talked about it. We used to sell a lot of apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. We still sell our great supplements there. A lot of those top-selling, top-rated supplements are on sale. I encourage you to get them for your own health and wellness. But we don't really sell the apparel anymore. A lot of people liked our T-shirts. So you can now get Alex Jones InfoWars apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you purchase the apparel at the alexjonesstore.com, you will get an entry into a raffle to win probably the coolest truck I've ever seen in my life. And this thing happens to be stationed at the studio. I think Alex may have taken it up to Dallas or moved it since. I don't know. It was here the other day and he was filming with it. He might have taken it up to Dallas or they might have moved it to a garage, but it was here the other day when they were shooting some of this video. And so honestly, the video here does not do this thing justice. This thing is like a freaking mountain. I'm telling you, this truck is like ludicrous. And you can get your entry to win this truck when you go to alexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. So, totally cool drive to sell some merchandise and have an entry to win that truck. So you got all kinds of new shirts, the alexjonesstore.com. And again, you get entered in a raffle to win that truck. It's probably closer to a mountain than it is a truck. But man, that's one of the coolest trucks I've ever seen. Probably the coolest truck I've ever seen. And the video doesn't do it justice. I'm telling you, this thing is just, it's ridiculous, folks. And actually, I mean, that photo actually does kind of, you notice how Alex, his head barely even makes it to the top of the engine block there? Yeah. I'm telling you. This thing is, I mean, those wheels are, they're double the size you think they are. This thing is just ridiculous. So, you go to alexjonesstore.com, you get a piece of InfoWars apparel, and then you get entered to win the raffle. All right. Let's start to pick it up and put it down. Here's a little buffer for you, though. Let's just do a little buffer. This is a tranny. It's what it appears to be. It's kind of a mystery these days, but it appears to be a tranny. And a man starts asking political questions. The tranny goes full Trump derangement syndrome. Man, was this a familiar sight in clip 9.
Get out of my face now!
Ooh, that was very rude of you.
Get the out of my face!
Do you want to go to jail? Sir? Ma'am? I don't really know what to call you.
You're done, man.
I'm done.
The f***ing police, you just insulted me.
Well, listen here, pal. I mean, you are going to go to jail.
And I can tell the police to get you.
I'm vegan, so don't say that. Listen.
You told me he, ma'am. You really get the f*** out of my way right now.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
You do not have a release. I will sue you.
You're going to sue him? Don't sue him, man, because we're trying to just...
I don't have a... You do not have a release if you... Post this, I will destroy you. I will destroy you.
Just keep going on. I got my crew with me now. I got my crew. Yeah. What's up? Woo!
Who won? Who's next?
All right. I feel like I gotta collaborate with this guy. I'm not sure who this guy is. I feel like it has to happen. I have to collaborate with that guy. So if we have a large radio audio audience here, if you're hearing that, I need to explain to you what's going on. If you're hearing the guy screaming, you're like, oh, why is this guy screaming? It's supposed to be a woman. It's a man that's, you know, the transgender. You gotta see this guy, with ridiculous fake breasts. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, dude. What are you doing? I mean, it really is hilarious. I mean, can you imagine? Did you ever do that thing? I'm sure, you know, you put like balloons in your shirt. You make it look like you've got big boobs. That's what this guy looks like. He looks like a kid doing like a prank or something, or he looks like a kid at like a water balloon fight and puts big water balloons under the shirt. Like, you know, it's a funny thing. Like, oh, look, I have boobs. I mean, that's how ridiculous this guy's fake breasts are. Okay. And he's running around screaming. Oh my gosh. That is ridiculous. But then what is that deal at the end there? I don't know where all these guys come from. I guess he's at a university And then there's like 20 black guys that show up and they're standing by. They look like students. And then all of a sudden they're standing behind the reporter, who's also a white dude. And he's like, yeah, what's up now? What led to that? What is going on in the world? This is insane. Threatens to rip off the jacket. My goodness. Liberals are just, their brain is broke, you know? It's really too bad. They've just, their brain is just completely broke. I mean, are those not the most ridiculous plastic breast implants you've ever seen? Whatever plastic surgeon you went to, sir, that's not fooling anybody. Okay. Weatherman suffers case of Trump derangement syndrome after Trump flag passes behind him while live on air. Oh my goodness. He couldn't handle the fright. He could not handle the fright of a Trump flag, and he just goes completely crazy while covering the hurricane. Francine. Yep. It's tough. It's hard. He has a list. Crazed Kathy Griffin claims Trump will target her and other comedians one by one. You know, part of this is like projection, and then another part of it is almost like stolen valor in a way. And I'm not, obviously, I'm not comparing this to the people like Tim Walz who lie about their military service. But it's this idea, like Kathy Griffin wishes she was a rogue. Kathy Griffin wishes she was a rebel. Kathy Griffin wishes in a way that she was cool enough and cutting edge enough to actually be a target of the government or the deep state. She's not. Bevelyn Williams is. Owen Schroyer is. Alex Jones is. Not Kathy Griffin. Oh my God, what'd they do to her? Holy smokes. This is like evidence of demon possession right here. When you try to butcher your body so that you look like a demon. I don't know what, I'd never seen that before. I don't know what Kathy Griffin has done to her face, but she looks like she's out of a horror film. That's like a horror film villain. Like if that was charging at children, it'd be like, that'd be a damn good horror movie. If you put a knife in Kathy Griffin's hand and then she's charging at children, it's like, my God, that's holy smokes. You ever seen the movie Barbarian? That's like, she's like the barbarian in that movie. Oh my God. All right, Kathy starring in a new horror film. Kathy, we're ready for hair and makeup. Oh my God! She doesn't even need hair and makeup. She just shows up out of bed. So no, Kathy, you're not on a list. You're not a target. You're not cutting edge. You're not cool. You're not even funny. And I guess you wish you were cool. I guess you wish you were actually anti-establishment, but you're not. You are the establishment. And then the establishment did something to your face that probably cannot be undone. All right, you've got Elon Musk and Ron Paul teaming up to stop government overspending. And this stuff is so obvious. We'll see. Should Trump get into office? I do think he will. I think he wins. I think he gets 270 electoral votes. That's how close I think it's going to be. Elon Musk on a government efficiency spending team, probably team up with Ron Paul even. But so I guess we're not going to be doing research on shrimp running on treadmills or gay mice or any of that stuff anymore, or gay lobsters, whatever the hell else they got going on. Yeah, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on gay animal tests and shrimp on treadmills. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. Anthony Fauci puts poor little innocent puppies' heads into a box with flesh-eating flies. That sick freak. So I guess all that spending would come to an end. Speaking of spending, it looks like Mike Johnson is going to just endlessly fund the government. He's not even going to try to attach the SAVE Act to it. This guy sucks, man. He ended up being worse than Kevin McCarthy. Mike Johnson withdraws government funding bill, which includes SAVE Act, just hours before scheduled vote. So he's going to bring it back. And he's probably going to take I think Johnson is trying to fund the government is what I see him doing here. Time will tell. But he wasn't going to get the votes from the Republicans because he wasn't going hard enough on the SAVE Act. And I guess he figured he wasn't going to get votes from Democrats because the SAVE Act was in there. So he was set for a failed vote because he couldn't even get the Republicans to vote with him. That's how bad of a leader he is, even with the SAVE Act in there. So he pulled it because he wasn't going to get it funded. So I think he's going to come back with a bill that he's going to try to get everybody to vote for, or he thinks he can get the majority. My guess is he's going back to work to find out how he can get enough votes to get the continued resolution without the SAVE Act. That's what I think he's doing. And that'll be kind of the final bow, I think, for Mike Johnson. Letting everybody know where he stands. He's a big government guy. He's a uniparty guy. And he stabbed conservatives in the back. He did nothing. He did nothing for conservatives. He did nothing for Trump supporters. He never used the power of the purse, the power of the House, the power of the Speaker's gavel. And now he's going to renegotiate the continued resolution and probably drop the SAVE Act. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but he should have been going in front of the media talking about the SAVE Act and shaming the Democrats for not wanting to vote it. Instead, he goes and hides like a coward and is refabricating how he's going to get the government funded. Just shut it down, Mike. We don't like the government, but I guess he's a big fan. Here's what I was talking about earlier. Missouri Supreme Court allows abortion access amendment on the ballot. So the Democrats are trying to get abortion on as many ballots as they can to drive out the vote. So they know Kamala Harris can't win. The Democrats can't win with Kamala Harris alone. They need abortion on the ballot. They need abortion on the ballot. So they're just trying to get any big, small ballot measure, whatever they can do. It's just any abortion issue. Get it on the ballot, drive out the vote, and then hopefully they vote for Harris at the same time. New Mexico, this is just, I mean, the abortion business, folks. The business of killing babies. And their number one client is a Democrat. New Mexico starts building abortion clinic to serve neighboring states. They're building abortion clinics right on the border so that you can come from Texas or Oklahoma and kill your baby. The business of killing babies, and Democrats have business booming. I mean, is that not the most unethical? I can't even. We've already covered it. Election officials warn that widespread problems with the U.S. mail system could disrupt voting. Yeah, you mean it'll be election night and Trump will be winning and then they'll say, oh, we just found 500 bajillion votes for Kamala Harris in a mail truck. It was just delayed. But now we have the votes. And Harris wins Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. That's the translation of that for you. Just in case they need that. In case Kamala's trailing in Pennsylvania, they'll find a mail truck and it'll have all the votes they need. Oh, it was just delayed. That's all. No big deal. Nothing to see here, America. I don't know if they'll get away with it this round, folks, but they're certainly putting it in their deck of cards to play. All right, Jay Dyer is about to take over. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show starts next.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic.
Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We have the obscene situation where there are three people, you being one of them, who own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Is the system working? In your judgment, is it working? What do you think?
The globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless in eating their resources, non-renewables.
And for us, what we need to be able to do is to holistically look. It's not about dealing with pandemic preparedness or climate change. It's about how we collectively approach this. This is actually being discussed, you know, as part of the pandemic accord. It's discussed constantly here with WHO and all of our partners of how we work together to address all of these multiple drivers because they are directly related.
They get up there at these big eugenics events.
It's an honor to receive this prestigious award from TIE. I've always believed that innovation is the key to solving the world's toughest challenges, whether it's stopping a pandemic, avoiding a climate disaster.
And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia.
Of all the things that are out there, what could cause an excess in a single year of 10 million deaths?
And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility.
I wanted to believe for the longest time that it wasn't a depopulation agenda, but ultimately the evidence persuaded me within the Pfizer documents that that's exactly what it is. They knew they were blocking women's ovaries with lipid nanoparticles. They knew the lipid nanoparticles traversed the placenta. They determined that the deaths of fetuses were due to maternal exposure, quote unquote, to the vaccine. They knew that vaccinated women who were nursing their babies were making the babies sick. Their charts, this is why I say Mengele science, they're just charts showing this many thousands of babies are vomiting. This many thousands of babies have edema, which is swollen flesh. This many thousands of babies have convulsions. You know, one baby died of multi-organ system failure.
I've got Bill Gates bemoaning the First Amendment and saying we need to strengthen ways to shut down people. But everything he said about the shot, that it was safe and effective and that it would keep you from getting COVID or spreading it, that's now been admitted to all be a lie. They're the ones with the record of misinformation, disinformation.
If you want to open your history books and look at the biggest purveyor of misinformation in history, do you want to be on the side of the group that attacked him? Or would you rather be him, Galileo? Galileo was absolutely crushed as somebody not just in misinformed, but dangerously misinformed, a threat to the world order. And the Spanish Inquisition had their way with him. It's the same thing about COVID. What's dangerous is when you have a physician or a physician group that becomes evangelical to a cause, not a religious cause, a medical cause. So when the regulators got involved, that's when the excesses come in. Think about now our striving to get to the vaccine. Where are the excesses with masking and lockdowns? Who are the evangelists? Dr. Birx, who runs around the country convincing regulators and governors that they must lock down their states or they're going to kill people if they don't. And that the evangelical physician is where the excesses came from. My question is, you are mandating a black vaccine platform, the mRNA vaccine platform. You're requiring people to get that. Why aren't you as enthusiastic about the whole viral vaccines like Covaxin or Novavax, older platforms that have equal efficacy? Novavax has some of the problems of the mRNA vaccine too, by the way. But why are we even talking about those? Why are there only two brands, literally two brands, all you are mandating all the way down to the age of into early childhood?
So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, that had a Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you.
If you want to get to zero, you don't get to skip buildings or agriculture or industry or electricity or transport. You don't even get to skip planes or boats. You know, you've got to have it all.
And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal, the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. Oh, that's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. Now, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them.
While other networks lie to you about what's
everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today we're going to talk about a book I recently read and lectured through that is crucial, I think, to understanding where we are in the post-COVID world, the post-PSYOPs world, the PSYOPs that were used to roll out and convince everybody of COVID. We're going to be talking about the book by Dr. Joost Merlu, The Rape of the Mind. This is a book that was published in 1956, and it was a summary of the work that he had done as a psychological warfare expert to the Allies during World War II. So he had done a lot of research and information for the Netherlands Army during World War II, and kind of summarized all of his studies about totalitarian regimes. It's not just about the Axis powers. It's also a lot of information, a lot of chapters that dealt with the Soviets and the communists and the Marxists and their approach to control. And the book is, I think, really relevant for today, especially if we've been aware of this book. I didn't hear about it until somebody mentioned it in association with Dr. Malone's research somewhere around the middle of the COVID madness that we had to deal with. And they were pointing out how prescient Merlu's book was and how much apparently Dr. Malone was kind of preceded or had ideas that preceded him in this book by Merlu. And so in Rape of the Mind, he wants to cover the idea of what totalitarian regimes require. What must they do to survive? What are all of their techniques and their strategies? What are the things that they roll out to control the masses? And again, this is 1956, recounting a lot of what he had gone through and studied in regard to the followers of Hitler, but also the Soviets. Now, he notes at the beginning something you wouldn't expect. You would think, okay, this is going to be about PSYOPs. It's going to be about, you know, human trickery and all that. But he begins by talking about the necessary basis in mind control in terms of ancient cults
and the occult. And he says that what must be understood by the competent social engineer or the totalitarian regime is the techniques that were used by ancient religious cults, shamans, sorcerers, wizards, and the ways that they had perfected a lot of these techniques, even in the ancient world. So sorcery, black magic, a lot of that had to do with casting a spell on your target audience to convince them to control, or basically to convince them to worship the state leader. So most ancient world religions and cults were essentially tied to the deity or the divinization of some state leader and the worship of that state leader, be it a pharaoh, be it an emperor, or whoever, a king. And so the king was always very interested in whatever techniques and tricks he could use. And if he could really control the priest class or utilize the tricks of the priest craft, then he would have a tremendous amount of control. There'd be a lot of tools at his hand that he could use. And one of those is, of course, drugging. And so a lot of today's drug warfare or drugging of the population actually has its origins in ancient religious and drugging ceremonies. For example, we covered a few months ago here on the Fourth Hour, the Cambridge Companion to Western Esotericism and Occultism. There was a chapter on the ancient mysteries, and we talked about how in the ancient mysteries rituals, you had the process of initiation for the mystii of the Eleusinian mysteries, who prepared for many, many years to undergo this ritual. They didn't know what to expect. It was a great secret. And then they're brought into this temple. They're given high doses of a hallucinogenic drink. The woman pops out, who's the goddess, and she dances naked or whatever. They bring in some popcorn or something, like a corn, a stalk of corn, which is supposed to represent the goddess. I don't know. But it sounds like something pretty intense. There's smoke and mirrors. And so if you're tripping balls, this would really blow your mind. You would be initiated, and it would be a powerful means of controlling this state-associated cult of, in this case, the ancient mysteries, the Eleusinian mysteries. Modern regimes were very interested in studying those techniques, as well as things like medieval witchcraft or the techniques and principles of how a witch or a sorceress might, put something in her enemy's drink or something like this. And so poisonings and so forth, assassinations in the history of Europe, these were always very interesting in terms of the vantage point of the technocratic regimes that were rising at the time of World War II. And this book is going to be very important because this anticipates the rise of technocracy. I think that's the most prescient aspect of this book. I mean, yes, he talks about what basically would be called mass formation psychosis, but he also goes into great depth about particularly the chapter, as we're going to see in a little bit, predicting the rise of the machines, the rise of machine man, and the dangers that that would have for society as a whole if we allowed this technocratic system to come into full fruition. He talks about menticide. Menticide is essentially the death of the mind. And all centralized totalitarian regimes of whatever flavor, they have this impetus, the desire to ultimately utilize the technique of menticide to destroy the minds of their population. Now you think, well, why would they want to do that? Don't they want to mind control the population? Well, you'll see why, because he's going to list all of these great insightful techniques that, remember, this is supposed to be the followers of Tiny Mustache Man, the Hitlerian. These are the ultimate tyrants, according to Merleau at the time of 1956, closely followed, according to his analysis. I'm not saying he's right about everything, but closely followed by Stalin and the KGB and all that. But what he lists pales in comparison to where we are now. That's the crazy part of this book. We're 10 times further down the rabbit hole than what he describes about the regimes in the 1940s and 50s. He says that menticide is a key component of the tyrannical regime because the mind must be controlled so that it doesn't have any other things to look to or access to critique the regime. For example, objective truth cannot exist with a tyrannical regime for many reasons, but for one, because the regime has to dictate truth. It has to dictate what's true and false. Regardless of what's actually true and false, it must be the source and the creator of the true and the false. Thus, any competing systems or standards are necessarily enemies of the totalitarian regime. So there can't be fact checkers that are objective fact checkers. There has to be fact checkers by the system. There has to be Snopes-based fact checkers. There has to be InfraGuard or whatever the various Bill Gates fact checkers are, which are all just going to back up what Bill Gates wants, right? There has to be system control of all of those types of checks and balances because the regime's number one goal is control. He says that in order to further menticide, not only must we have a drug in the population, a dumbing down of the population through the drugging, but also this was something that I think people still haven't figured out, especially in the normie conservative sphere. People still haven't figured out that, think about this. In the 1950s, Merleau understood that even the Axis regimes and the communist regimes knew the power of contradictions. Think about that. They knew the power of the system intentionally rolling out a bunch of contradictions in a row. And you may think, well, but wait a minute. No, that just means they're incompetent, right? The boobs in Washington, throw the bums out. No, no. The system, which is run by people above that, is very cognizant of the power of intentionally rolling out contradictions to throw the audience, throw the population off balance. In other words, intentional contradictions, throwing them out in a very fast-paced way is a known technique of tyrannical regimes. Think about back in the time of the COVID nonsense. We heard 1 week, a mask, you're supposed to put it on and it protects you. The next week, no, take your mask off. Next week, no, you got to wear two or three masks, right? And Fauci would intentionally contradict himself. And everybody said, oh, look at this idiot Fauci. He's so stupid. He's so stupid. They're not stupid. They're cunning. So don't mistake cunning for stupidity. Now, sometimes people in the system are stupid. That's true. The layer of the government apparatus are a lot of idiots. They think islands tip over. Islands are floating, right? But that layer of idiocy there is there for a reason. And we have to be cognizant of that to understand that people way above that, the people that we're talking about today, the social engineers, the technocrats that Dr. Juice Muller was warning about in his 1956 book, same methodology, same game plan, same worldview today, same people, same power structure today. They know that by pushing contradictions, by pushing, again, the mass drug in the population, they can create a form of menticide in the population by which the population is under a spell and surrenders their critical thinking faculties to some other entity, namely the corporate state. Now, when we talk about mass drugging, remember, there was no such thing at this time in terms of World War II of Big Pharma. Big Pharma was really kind of in the works to begin to grow around this time. And a lot of the drug research at World War II, this is where we get things like MK Ultra and the production of LSD and all that. That actually comes out of this time. Now, what would he say about what we've seen in the last few years with the power of Big Pharma and its tentacles all over the globe to be involved in this corporate slash U.S. Department of Defense rollout of all of this nonsense of the last 4 or 5 years. By the way, they're still pushing that you need to get your stabbies, right, your vaccines. All of that is 10 times crazier than the things that he's describing in the 1950s. And according to various calculations, the estimates are, what, 14 to 20 million? That have died as a result of these so-called vaccinations, which are experimental gene therapies. I mean, that's, again, a vast number of people worldwide. Now, he goes back to discussing examples of brainwashing in his time that are kind of key case examples. He mentions the famous case of Cardinal Baczynski, the Roman Catholic cardinal who was taken in by the communist and was given a lot of brainwashing techniques. He was put through a lot of brainwashing techniques. He was put through a lot of torture. And he talks about how this was really experimental to see what worked best to wear this man down. And that if you could break the person, if you could debase them, morally break them through whatever techniques worked the best, then you could extrapolate that and use that on a mass scale. And what have we been saying for so long about these individual studies, these individual psychological profiles of, well, we put this test subject through all of this torture and chaos and mind control and, you know, even studies done in prison camps, concentration camps, labor camps, mindless labor and so forth. What works the best to cause menticide? Because the purpose of menticide is not to create a bunch of totally, you know, basically mindless vegetables in the mental institute, but rather to break the population, break the individuals so that they don't utilize critical thinking and they become re-imprinted repeaters of the state. That's the key thing here. They become this sort of thing that you can, a blank slate, a tabula rasa that the state can then re-imprint the new man upon. And part of the reason they believed this at this time was that it was very popular, especially amongst Soviets, not so much amongst the National Socialists, but amongst the communists and the Soviets, to believe that man was a blank slate. Man was, in fact, a completely determined stimulus response creature like Pavlov's dogs. I'm going to get to Pavlov's dogs in a minute, but Pavlov's dogs are relevant because he's a key figure, not just in the Soviet experience of the creation of the new man, but actually becomes a model for many people in the West who we might think are the opponents of Sovietism, but in fact are doing exactly the same studies, exactly the same types of research, and have exactly the same materialist atheist presuppositions as someone like Pavlov. And I'm speaking of people like Carl Rogers, B.F. Skinner, and others who were supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. So you might think, oh, well, they're going to fight, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation is going to put money into fighting the bad guys over in Moscow and the Soviets. No, they're all studying the same stuff, which is control of the human mind. Before we get to Pavlov, though, there's a couple other things that Merleau mentions. He says that we have this drug in the society, we have this propaganda in society, we have this brainwashing in the society, the intentional pushing of contradictions. But we also have the idea of fake guilt. And I thought this was very prescient because at this time, of course, the Soviets and other regimes, the communists, were utilizing this notion of how bad everyone in the West is because of colonialism. And you tried to foist your culture upon someone else and you raped these cultures just for profit, as if cultural relativism is true. Well, no, in fact, some cultures are better than other cultures. Some cultures are wicked and degenerate. Some cultures cook kitties for lunch and others don't. So cultural relativism is not true, but the presupposition of all of the leftists and the social justice warriors and the activists is that cultural relativism is true and all cultures are relative. There's no absolute that can judge between the cultures as good or bad. But the problem then becomes, well, wait a minute, but the same people who say that turn around and say, you're all collectively guilty in the West. White men are guilty in the West because of colonialism and critical race theory and all this stuff. But wait a minute, I thought that you're a cultural relativist. If everything is relative, then there's nothing wrong with this culture doing colonialism or that culture doing or whatever. All things are relative, right? So then you have no basis to turn around and say, evil white man, British Empire colonialism. Now, the British Empire did engage in slavery and different types of techniques of, you know, deception or whatever. But my point is that if you're an atheist, relativist, social justice warrior, there's nothing wrong with anything. You might not like it, but it's not actually, quote, wrong. But you see the fissure in the mind of the individuals who believe in this, the dissociation that begins to happen. And that's very important because Merleau goes on to talk about tyrannical regimes are not only themselves dissociative, they foist dissociation on the population. In other words, the population themselves dissociate. Why is that? Why would they want that in terms of the process of menticide? Well, one reason for that is because the regimes themselves are at war with objective truth, as we said, right? There can be no competing standards which the regime, the tyrannical system, must submit to because it must dictate truth. If capital T truth exists or objective truth exists, then the regime is bound by certain limitations and certain principles. It can't do whatever it wants. Thus, if a regime desires to do whatever it wants, raw, pure power, brutal Nietzschean Übermensch power, the overman or whatever, the overwill, will to power, then that regime must thus war against truth. But since there is truth, this creates a fissure within the system itself. The system itself is thus warring on what is actually objectively the case. For example, that there are no biological men and women. If the regime adopts this position and then foists this and pushes this on everyone, as it has nowadays, unfortunately, and this goes back to the Tavistock Institute and what they pioneered in the last 10 years to push as a form of psychological warfare and mind control, then they've created an immediate fissure between reality and what the regime dictates as reality. But then there's a mirrored aspect to this where when they push this, because the society looks to the nanny state, the daddy state, which is odd. Like, why is there a nanny state and daddy state if there's no genders? But let's say that it's not about being consistent. It's about being inconsistent on purpose. So now we have this idea that the population is then being told by their authority structure that there actually isn't male and female, that it's actually a social construct, that you can actually become whatever you want, which is not true. But this creates the dissociative state in the mass population who buys into the collective delusion. So there's a reflexive symbiotic relationship then between the system pushing delusion, which they know is not true, but they think they can dictate truth. The population then experiences that dissociation and then further looks to the state to confirm and affirm and back up its collective delusion. And it's not just about gender. That's just an easy example. It's also about, as we've seen in the last several years, the medical establishment's lies about itself and its sacraments of stabbies, the stabby sacrament. And everything that Merleau describes in many of the chapters about the way the totalitarian regime works is that it works like a cult, works like a religious establishment. And boy, are the parallels striking when we think about the last few years. The dogmas of Big Pharma and the CDC and the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates and the WHO and all these people, right? Their dogmas about medicine and experimental therapy, gene therapies and all this. Well, they're the system. They're the establishment, right? And how does every boomer think? Well, they wouldn't be in power if they didn't have something right. How come you ain't up there in power if you know so much about what you're talking about? I'm on my sixth stabby and I feel good. And then he dies next year. I'm not trying to be mean, but I heard that and had that debate many times in the last 5 or 6 years, right? Now, to be fair, during the period when Quigley talks about in Tragedy and Hope, the rise of the managerial state, he says that the next generation, and he's talking about the boomer generation because he was a generation above them, he says they will be indoctrinated into what we call managerial rule by experts. So unfortunately, the boomers were actually the first to really be that baby boomer generation to really be indoctrinated into the ideas of looking to the medical experts. And we could have never had COOF and all this happen did we not have a baby boomer generation who was indoctrinated by a design into worshiping their doctors and their big pharma establishment. That's their church. That's their sacrament that they look to. And so nobody who questioned this would ever have any hope of stopping all this nonsense the last 4 years had not the boomers as a collective generation who have most of the wealth and were in power at this time foisting this on the rest of the country. I'm not just blaming boomers. This was a intentional propaganda that was geared at their generation as a test bed for the latest in sophistication of psychological warfare at that time. Now, remember, Merleau is writing a generation ahead of that. But what Merleau is describing in his book is what you see manifested in the next generation, because he's greatest generation, in the boomers. And what is their generation given as their collective delusion and mythology? Total liberation through the 1960s counterculture, which was given to them by design. A fake guilt of the older generation, which the younger boomer generation adopted as their form of activism to bring social justice. This is where you begin to see social justice warrior stuff. It comes from this period of the 1960s boomers. You can look to people like Tim Leary and to people like Terrence McKenna and to people like Barbara Marx Hubbard. To people like Jane Goodall, this generation was flooded with this idea. They were broken through the menticide of the psyops of the generation prior to be a generation that, again, would look to the experts, reject the traditional conservative ideas of religion. They would experiment with new ways of living by design, which Alvin Toffler says was done by design. Stanford Research gave all that by design, changing images of man, etc. They would then raise a generation of Gen X who would pioneer the notions of the next phase of social justice warrior, the grunge movement, the grunge bands, MTV, Pearl Jam, all this stuff, and the nauseating social justice mindset of people like Eddie Vedder, etc. We're talking about PSYOPs and the generational destruction, menticide, here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. My guest host is Jay Dyer.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you that I'll be live October 25 and 26 at the Bohemian Grove event in Florida. The tickets, the flyer is at the top of my Twitter. If you go to my X, you can go find me on X under Jay Dyer, and you'll see pinned at the top there is the flyer and the links to get tickets to that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be 2 days of comedy, podcast live. I think Elijah Schaefer will be there. Leonardo Joni will be there. Maybe Shane Cashman and others. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets. You can also get my books at the shop at jaysanalysis.com. I have my two Esoteric Hollywood books, working on the third book right now. It's going to be out hopefully in a few months. I've got about 300 pages in Esoteric Hollywood 3. It's a little bit different. It's going to be covering a lot more films, a little more in-depth style with more films. So shorter analyses, more hard-hitting information, and more films. So look for that in the coming months. You can get Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2 signed copies in the shop at jaysanalysis.com. You can also follow me over on Rockfin. I did just put up a exclusive 1.5 hour interview with most famous living gangster, Sammy the Bull Gravano. Now we're talking about Soviet creation of Machine Man. I was talking about the boomers and how they were given a specific line of indoctrination. So I want to go now to Pavlov, because Pavlov is a very important character in the history of mind control and technocratic engineering. And he's probably the most famous of the Soviet social engineers and technocrats, because his whole position was based around what we call operant conditioning. And this is the idea that man is basically an animal. There is no soul. The soul is a fairy tale, a medieval fiction. Man is an operant response machine that is dictated by external stimuli. And so if you can perfect the external stimuli, then you can control the input outputs, and thus you can create a completely controlled, refurbished machine man who's an animal. Thus, you could call him manimal. So it's pretty much literally Pavlov's view is that man is a manimal. And his goal with all this was to, quote, get rid of man's inner resistance to what? To the state, to the absolute technocratic control. He's a perfect example of what we see embodied in the figure of someone like O'Brien in 1984, when Winston and O'Brien are having that discourse about truth and how, again, as I've said many times, O'Brien says that you have to believe that the state, that the system, the corporate state in our case, dictates reality itself. That's the key. So Pavlov is tasked then with being able to find the techniques to do this. What are the techniques to create the Soviet man, as he called it, the machine man, the manimal? So you can begin to see that already this is technocracy. This is the idea that man is already just a machine. And Merleau says that the real origin of where Pavlov got this was accepting Descartes' mechanistic view of the universe, a deistic mechanistic view of the universe. I mean, Descartes was maybe perhaps deistic, but in the case of Pavlov, it's just strict materialism and atheism. And so man is really just another collection of molecules. There's nothing special about him. He's just like any other collection of molecules. And so when you have a collection of a dog that you need to train, you train him with the bell and the food and, you know, the Pavlovian ring the bell system, right? As Will Smith sang about, you can ring my bell. Wolf Smith, you can ring my bell. This is the whole model of Pavlov, because if you could control perfectly and understand the stimulus response, the external stimuli, the internal response, and then this feedback loop, you could therefore master man. So he actually had the belief not just that you could destroy the inner resistance, you could also master the individual man and completely reshape and reform and re-imprint him through this operant conditioning to be the perfect Soviet man, the perfect collective man. Man can be totally controlled and explained, he said, and this was the purpose of a lot of these experiments. He also was involved in other things I'm sure you've heard of, like where you see the famous experiments of the mouse, and the mouse is standing on an electrical grid. And if he does the right thing by, you know, eating the food or whatever, he doesn't get shocked. If he does something wrong, he gets shocked. And so electroshock conditioning with mice and probably with humans as well. This is all part of Pavlovianism.
And so what we get out of this is the idea of the feedback loop. Now, that's very important because you might think, well, what does this have to do with machines and what does this have to do with transhumanism? Well, the idea of creating and controlling a machine man is picked up by other people, not just in the West in terms of psychology, people like Carl Rogers and B.F. Skinner and others who are working on similar types of projects, but this filters over into the idea of Norbert Wiener's cybernetics. If you don't know, Norbert Wiener is, of course, sort of the father of modern cybernetics, and a lot of his research was done at MIT. But what a lot of people don't know is if you read Norbert Wiener's book, Cybernetics, the first 20 pages deals with all of these foundations and people funding him, promoting and supporting his research that just happened to be the Macy Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and other CIA-connected outfits that are going under cutout names. So cybernetics, according to Norbert Wiener himself, was funded by all of these cutouts, foundations, elite technocratic operators that then becomes what we know of as MIT. So he goes to do all of this. It's a lot of experiments, and I think he traveled somewhere to do a bunch of research under the Rockefeller aegis, and then he goes back to MIT. So MIT becomes the hub of a lot of this. And then he pioneers at MIT this whole discipline of cybernetics. They're working together with studies that Ewan Cameron was doing at Mont Royal in Canada and McGill University. So we start to get the idea that, wait a minute, MK Ultra is not just mind control and drugs and assassins and hypnosis. That's just one tiny part of it. Turns out MKUltra is actually dozens of projects, dozens of experiments, at dozens of universities worldwide. In fact, there's MKUltra projects and research that was being done in Australia that people, we've only learned about this in the last 10 years through the internet, in fact. So even in the 1950s, when Merleau is writing about what Pavlov is up to, Merleau doesn't even seem to be aware of the fact that a lot of this type of research is being done in the West at the so-called Free Allies studies, the Free West, at the Tavistock Clinic. Because all the same people and entities that Norbert Wiener lists, the Macy Foundation, the Rockefellers and all that, well, guess what? They're also all tied into the Tavistock Clinic. So keep in mind the idea that the West are the good guys fighting the Eastern atheist bad guys during this time period is just simply not really the case. The elites in both of these systems are atheists, and they're both working all the same types of projects to perfect mind control. What happened? Did I give birth? There was a bunch of fireworks just went off. I don't know. Am I coming out as a boy? Is this my gender reveal? Or am I coming out as a girl? Right. So transhumanism is actually an end result of this whole project of what Pavlov was up to, even though he might not have known immediately about transhumanism. He specifically wanted to create the perfectly conditioned stimulus response machine manimal. And this influences later research into the notion of cyborg man. Now you might think, what does this have to do with any of us? Well, social media and its feedback loop stimulus response has been studied for many years as well by the pioneers of Silicon Valley pushing out all the, remember a few years ago when Jason Lanier and the other people from Facebook were talking about how Facebook was put out to really mind control and destroy people through this feedback loop. And the engineers, remember, they were admitting all this. And that they had invented all these different techniques to addict you and to get you upset and all this kind of stuff, all by design. So the feedback loop is not just about theoretical MKUltra research and mind controlling people in a lab or whatever. It's about projecting this and using this on a mass scale. That's what all this research is about. And all the same entities behind Tavistock and involved in the Tavistock are the same entities behind the MKUltra project and the same entities behind Norbert Wiener and cybernetics. And that's where we get transhumanism today. This ties into DARPA. This ties into the RAND Corporation studies and all that, into creating and controlling and mastering man's inner mind and his inner resistance to break it down. Now, remember, the two famous MKUltra books that were first published in the late 70s, Walter Bohr's book, Operation Mind Control, and John Marks's book, CIA and the Search for the Manchurian Candidate. Both books end with a chapter on where MKUltra went after it was supposedly shut down. Was it completely shut down? Well, of course not. It changed names and developed into other projects, MK Search, MK Delta, and other things, focusing on implantable microchips, genetic modification, human augmentation, super soldiers, et cetera, et cetera. So it became transhumanism. For example, look up Dr. Jose Delgado's famous book, which you can't find. Actually, thankfully, do have a copy of it. Physical Control of the Mind, Dr. Jose Delgado. So Pavlov is one of these key figures that contributes to the creation of mass man, collective man, Soviet man. Well, guess who was studying the same types of stuff in the West to create mass man, not through a centralized state control, but through advertising and through public opinion polls? Walter Lippmann, who also worked with Tavistock. Public opinion. In the 1920s, they had perfected the technique of mass mind controlling people through opinion polls, fake polls. What they would do is they would take public polls and they would get real information and data, see what the people really thought. And if they wanted to tweak where people, where they wanted people to go, if too many people were against a war or something like this, well, what they do is put out a poll that lies and says that, well, you know, most people support this thing, this war, this policy. And they realized that because most people had a tendency to want to be part of the group, they would change their opinion and go with the majority because they didn't want to be in the minority. So this inherent weakness in human nature to project glory, to want to be part of the winning team, to want to be part of the group and the collective, they played upon that and they perfected the technique of fake and lying polls. We've seen fake and lying polls every day in the last, you know, 5, 6, 10 years, right? I mean, polls lie all the time. The job reports, the Kamala is suddenly the most popular person in the world. You know, all of this fake polls and so forth. That's all perfected social engineering techniques out of Tavistock and out of Walter Lippmann and people who were actually working in advertising. So this begins in domains of advertising in the West. In the East, it's the super state, Soviet state wanting to control the individuals. And all of this, as we said, was to ultimately depersonalize and to dissociate the minds of the target population. He goes on to talk about the key components of the super state, the technocratic state, Dr. Malou, of using medical submission, medicine, the medical, psychiatric, pharmaceutical arm. Again, Big Pharma's not here yet, but the state's use of these things was being pioneered, especially at the time of World War II and by the Soviets. This was to ultimately create addicts. You think, well, not necessarily to make everybody a drug addict. Well, actually, to a degree, yes, to make everyone a drug addict. Think about how many boomers rely on these pharmaceuticals and these, like, I remember one of my good friends' dad, before he passed away, he had a shelf that he took, like, 15 different pharmaceutical pills every day. And it was obvious that the pills were killing him, but in his mind, because the doctor told him that he had to take these 15 different pharmaceutical pills every day, that's the doctor, what the doctors are God and what they say is law. Even though doctors are basically glorified pharmaceutical salesmen. For the most part, not all doctors are bad, I'm just saying. Now, how did they get to this? Well, again, they utilized studies about mass movements, mass populations, how populations want to, not be in the minority. And so you do what you're told the majority says. And of course, mass media plays a key role in that. So remember, even though Soviets are studying the mass man for state purposes in the West, advertising agencies and corporations are studying the same stuff to homogenize the mindset of the population in supposedly the free West. But it's the same techniques and strategies to homogenize and collectivize. This is where Merleau's book gets very prophetic because he has an entire chapter about what TV and mass media was doing in the 1940s and 50s. So think about this. This is wild. Way before any of the madness that we have today, he was warning about in his day in the 40s and 50s, he already saw TV addiction as a key means by which the state was able to propagandize and control the populations. He's talking about in the West. Television has the ability, he says, to addict people because it creates fantasy worlds where people who are under tyrannical regimes will retreat to escape the dullness, the boredom, the tyranny that's actually going on in the real life under the tyrannical regime. And so the tyrannical state must have all forms of leisure, all forms of bread and circuses and entertainment that allow the population to direct their misery into through dissociation and through fantasy worlds. He says that what will happen is that TV and television and ultimately mass media will kill creativity. Why would TV kill creativity? Well, he says the ease and the convenience of this information in the time of television. Remember, this is way before internet. He says that this will create a population who doesn't want to go through the hard work of reading a book when they can just watch it on TV. And so the mind will dull and will become less creative because not only does TV make people lazy because they won't read the book, they'll just go and watch some movie or some television version of it. People will be less able to read. They will be less able to critically analyze and think. And they will be less creative because of the reliance on the ease and the convenience of immediate media. And it's about 1,000 times worse now, isn't it, than just the 1940s and 50s television? Another thing that mass culture will do and mass television brainwashing will do is create monoculture. Instead of going to a city or to some place to taste their, you know, exotic foods or to learn about other cultures, you'll watch it on TV. Why go there when I can watch it on TV? But what that does is that that will also create a monoculture where the screens will emit to everyone what is the acceptable thing to believe, what is the acceptable culture to accept and to care about, what are the things to not care about. In other words, we'll control and mandate what even questions can be asked. Now, this is a very important issue because, for example, think back to the COOF, right? In that time period of the COVID, there was all these debates going back and forth, right? And I'm not saying that lab leak and all this stuff wasn't a valid discussion to have or debate or whatever, but there were only certain things that you were allowed to even discuss during that time period. Were we allowed to even discuss in the public sphere the fact that these exercises like Event 201 and the SPARS document and Clade X and Crimson Contagion and on and on and on, that might have been examples of pre-planning for this? No, that's not even a valid question to even ask. You can't even bring that up. This is called the magic circle. And famous philosophers like Eric Voegelin talked about this because he says in tyrannical technocratic regimes, the magic circle is necessary to absolutely control discourse. And the way that works is that just simply, you can't ask any questions that are outside of the circle of acceptable discourse. And so all the system has to do is make sure that no one is asking any questions or bringing anything into focus outside of the controlled circle. So you're free to debate whatever you want within this, just never anything outside of it. For example, the two-party system, which we've had, which is super corrupt for so long. Nope, you're allowed to forever debate the normie Republicans and the normie Democrats and never anything outside of that. It's a classic example. So controlling the narrative, controlling the system, controlling the perception of the population is more important. But to get back to the technocratic state, the tyrannical technocratic state, what must it do? It must, as he says, again, this is a very crucial point. It must engage in the technique. This is not idiocy. This is a technique of lie upon lie that are introduced at a rapid pace on purpose, which is an intentional technique of contradicting. The system is contradicting on purpose. Why? Because it forces the population to become passive and catatonic in the face of the power structure that they look to abusing them. It's a form of Stockholm syndrome, you could say. So it demoralizes the population because, get this, it's an intentional technique to not allow the target population or the opposition any time to actually reply with a reasoned response based on logic and reason. In other words, the technique must rely on fast contradictions and lies. Think about perfect example of Fauci in the whole COVID crisis, intentionally just saying ridiculous things and changing what the science says and then saying he is science, just totally just nonsense stuff. But that was not an accident. That was a technique that's used by tyrannical regimes. Use lies and make them big, and then do another one really quick. And the opposition is thrown into a tizzy. They're off balance. Before they reply to the first lie, there's a new lie. And then when they try to reply to the second lie, then there's a new one. And how long has Alex been saying? Alex has been saying this for 20 plus years, that the system will do these lies on purpose. And yet we have Matt Walsh and all the normie conservatives that say, we're ruled by idiots and the boobs in Washington. We're ruled by dummies. Well, Biden doesn't know where he is. Like they knew in the 1950s and 40s that a regime can do this as a technique. Another key thing is that the public must be kept not just docile and stupid and all fat and all that, but they must be kept in a childlike state. This is a very prescient chapter, a very important chapter. He calls the womb state. So it's not just that there's the big brother, daddy, nanny state or the mommy state. There's the womb state. The population must be kept in a super duper arrested development status. The more dumb and childlike, the better. And this is called neoteny, or at least in young men or young women or young people when they're not sufficiently mature, appropriate to their age. This is called neoteny. This is, I'm living in mommy's basement. She feeds me chicken tendies and chalky milk. And I do my activism on the internet and I live on Reddit or something like this, right? Neoteny. How does neoteny occur? Well, the super state, the super regime, utilizes the manipulation of archetypes, particularly to reflect the individual or the society's image of the father or the mother upon the state. The state becomes the archetypal father and mother to the individuals, and the role of the actual father and mother must be destroyed, thus the destruction of family. So in order to have a population that looks to and is ruled by the mommy-daddy state, the family must be destroyed. And, of course, Huxley says that very clearly at the very beginning of Brave New World. The state must be seen as the mommy and the daddy, and not just that, but also as the womb. I mean, this is what Kamala is actually running on. I mean, she was saying to Drew Barrymore, like, they call me Kamami or something stupid like this. Like, she wants to be the mommy. Like, it's Kamalunism and Kamamiunism, right? She wants to be the mommy to the population, and then all of the really dumbed down, like super low IQ masses of people that think that she is their mommy will look up to her as a perfect example of Merleau's womb state, the danger of the womb state. And so this childishness must be foisted upon the population in general. And get this, he said, in this psyop of the womb state, the super state will foist upon the population, I thought this was wild, cleanliness rituals. Rituals that you must engage in, which are irrational, but that make you a good little boy, a good little citizen. You're keeping to the cleanliness rituals. So, for example, the tyrannical dictator of the 40s and 50s, I don't know, he might make everybody go to these mass rituals and there's some form of purgation or a shouting ceremony, 2 minutes of hate or something like that. But I thought it was fascinating. He said that the mind control studies of the superstates also looked at prison camps and mindless cleanliness rituals that you have to engage in prison camps. Why? For the purpose of mind controls, and he says, misplaced anger purgation. So the anger that individuals will have at the superstate misdirected to mindless social distancing, mindless wearing of masks, cleanliness rituals as mind control. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be sure and go over to Alex's store and buy those products and keep Alex on air.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.